WGN traffic. We look
Am
good.
Am I being quiet enough, by the way?
I just thought I was going to move right on.
Am I going to? Well, I think I'm being quiet remarkably enough? Until I just interrupted you. I think I'm being remarkably quiet.
You're being a good young man today. Just you'll be all right.
I just want to make sure I don't cramp your style the way you're cramping mine.
I'm always. Oh yeah, it's always me. This is kind of strange, isn't it? Ordinarily,
we're
in the same room, and you know.
Well, I can. Here's the thing, because I can do stuff during your news. I can enjoy each and every one of your dulcet tones, but I can also do stuff, prepare whatever's coming up.
I can leave the room.
Well, you can't because you're doing the news.
Well, not during the news, right? I can't do that.
Well, that's when I'm preparing stuff.
I'm
for the
hearing
next.
Extra noise. What's going on?
I think that might be Andy.
Oh, that is.
It's me.
It's Andy at the ballpark.
It's the power
Hi,
watchers.
Andy at the ballpark.
Andy at the ballpark. Andy didn't want to be in the same room with Shawnee so much that he went to a completely different place.
Location.
You know, I figured there wasn't enough room for the three of us.
Probably.
Probably correct. True, yes.
Probably correct.
Yeah, just wait until 10:30 this morning.
So you're going to be live at the White Sox. I forget what the name of it
guaranteed
is.
Rate
guaranteed rate field. Yes.
Guaranteed rate Sears Tower Field. Marshall Fields.
AOL.com.
Can we call it Marshall Fields?
Weebolts and Goldblatts.
There's some Franco Mints downstairs.
Okay. All right. So you're at the ballpark all morning.
I'm at the ballpark all morning.
And Shawnee's 3 feet away from me. Did I get the short straw on this?
Five feet away.
This deal.
5 feet away.
Anywho.
WGN traffic shows a good run on the expressways and tollways, things moving at posted speeds. However, we do have some activity in the city. First of all, 47th Street between Prairie Avenue and South Calumet is closed because of police activity. Also, an ongoing accident investigation closing Pulaski between Iowa and Thomas Street, an accident with multiple injuries.
See, if you were upstairs, you wouldn't have heard that.
This is true. All right, you know, I'll just go upstairs and sit.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying for the next couple of weeks till we move over to the new building.
Oh, I'm going over there next week.
Are
In fact,
you?
I may go over there this week.
Go right now.
Before
don't,
we're done.
Don't wait till the end of today. It's just right across the river. You can be there by 10 o'clock.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll do this. I'll talk to executive producer Tom to figure out a way to do the news because I can go up to the Lincoln Park Zoo for the Run for the Zoo 10K.
Oh,
what a morning for it. Stockton between LaSalle and Fullerton is closed until noon. This works out just right. It's closed until noon.
Yeah, that's nice.
The CTA rerouting number 76 and 151 buses.
Careful when you run past the monkey cages. They throw stuff.
And I would be the one to get hit. For traffic on the 7s or 8s, get your personalized traffic on demand, the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And this newscast sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Firestone Complete Auto Care, keeping cars running newer and longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. And now,
fascinating watching you like this.
And now the forecast from the WGN Chicago
Weather
Center.
This is like VH1 Behind the Music, watching Shawnee.
I'm waiting for another cough.
Behind
the
Shawnee
room. A sunny day today with a high in the 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the 50s, inland 60 downtown.
Don't
sunny
you think
tomorrow.
It's interesting to watch me?
I do think it's interesting to watch you. I'm having a... Oh, well, there's Jen DeSalvo watching us outside. Good morning, Jen. Sunny, high in the... Come in and help me, please. Will you please come in and help me? High in the upper 70s. We have 66 now at O'Hare, 67 in Midway, and 65 along the lake. Jen, please help.
What are you eating?
It's an apple. She's eating
you
healthy.
You can speak. We can hear you. We have a microphone.
Looks like a very nice, delicious, fresh
What did you
apple.
Think
we
that
can
was?
Hear you. Yes.
Idea ever that was a microphone.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I know the outside window is so dirty you can't really see anything that's hanging on it.
She's eating an apple. She's healthy.
You have to press your face up against to see you guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch that window. Okay. Since they announced we're leaving, they really haven't been... cleaning has not been a number one priority here.
Well, when it's the mattress store, they'll be washing the windows every day.
You and Jen enjoying a beautiful day outside.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
We're stuck in here together.
I'm Dave Schwann, 5 feet away from Dean Richards, ready to join this conversation. Well, we'll see whenever a story changes.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now that I can see what's actually going on, you and Jen seem to be a little flirty.
Oh, we got along just fine.
Never been, I could never see this before when it was up on the seventh floor. But I see the eyelashes flirting.
She's taking a video of all of this now.
Very interesting.
Well, she's leaving. She's had enough.
Now she's why frequently when I would say, hey, Schwanny, blah, 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 and you're not there.
And I wouldn't answer.
You're off making the moves on Jen. Now I see.
No.
Now I get it. All right. Hey, welcome into Behind the Scenes at WGN, a.k.a. Stuff You Couldn't Care Less About, as we do our Sunday. This is one of our final shows here in the in Tribune Tower.
It is for me.
Here in the Showcase Studio.
This is the final time for me here today, because the newsroom will be over as of next week. I understand you may well be here next Sunday.
Next couple of Sundays,
yeah.
They said that. So I'll be in this building by myself?
All by yourself. Dean's gonna be all by himself.
Where will you be, Andy?
I'll be with you next Sunday.
You'll be here.
Correct. It's a road White Sox game on Sunday.
Oh, good. So we don't need you.
So I guess I'll be all by myself.
Yeah, you'll be all by yourself.
Yeah, we don't need you.
New digs.
We don't need you. We'll just Andy and I will get by without you.
That's the day. It's restaurant day, correct?
But it's kind of melancholy, isn't it?
It is.
In this building, it's like a... There's just junk thrown everywhere in boxes.
And have you also noticed on other floors that other offices and spaces are closed out already?
I have not gone to any other off floors other than our own.
1 and 7, that's all. Yeah, I took some folks through.
In other people's offices?
No, we just went on other floors, and there are things being vacated also as well.
Is there stuff we can steal from there?
Probably. Ooh, you know, pens, paper.
I'm short on paper clips at home.
Oh, yeah. You can find a number of those. I would imagine you could find some paper clips and other things in our own office there as things were moving out.
It made me sad when I walked in the building, because I know I'm only going to walk in this building a handful more times.
I know.
Just a few more times it made me sad. I'm sad when I went to what's left of the office upstairs to get things ready. I went up there, and it looks like a bomb went off.
It does.
It's stuff is thrown everywhere, and almost everything has been taken to the new building. And I'm looking around and looking around the corner. I see Andy sitting all by himself.
Somebody help me.
It's like they forgot to take the baby to the new house.
All the garbage cans. Because there's no garbage cans left up there.
Any equipment in the newsroom is now gone.
Yeah.
Except for a printer, which we can't access.
Great.
All of the workstations, it's just desks. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I'm here, 5 feet from you.
It's nice to see you, too. So are you going to be here the whole time? Well, I'm...
The whole time.
Even when you're not on the air, you're just going to sit there and stare at me?
Sit and stare at you, yes.
Great. Okay, great. I can't wait for that. Do you have favorite Tribune Tower moments? Because I do. And I want to, like a couple of memorable, really, really, really memorable shows that took place in this building since I've been working in this building since 1993. It was a pretty long time. Some pretty amazing things. And I imagine the listeners probably have some special moments that took place as well. Let's kick some of those around when we come right back. What's left of Dean Richards Sunday morning is here this morning on WGN. Flea market season is here, and the folks at Wolf's Flea Market are ready outdoors at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont every Sunday from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it's going on right now. There's something for everyone. Stroll the aisles, find 700 local small businesses selling antiques and collectibles, also home decor, furniture, records, recycled treasures. If you go there next Sunday, you'll see a lot of the stuff that I'm going to steal out of Tribune Tower. I'm going to set up a booth at Wolf's Flea Market, and we'll be selling, for example, Schwanee's hassock.
Hello, police. I would like to report a future upcoming robbery.
I'd like to report a hassock stealing.
435 North Michigan Avenue. Suspect wearing glasses, dark shirt.
I believe we saved the patch of carpeting where Spike Odell brought an 800-pound pig into the studio, and it had a little mistake, shall we say.
We had a mistake down here with somebody bringing in a dog one time about a year ago.
I'll bet somebody would
buy
that.
A very big mistake.
If we actually had that carpeting, we don't, but if we actually had that carpeting, that the 800-pound pig that Spike Odell brought in once and had made a mistake.
And it would be a conversation piece in their
basement. I'll bet somebody would want to buy it.
At a party. Yeah.
I'll bet somebody would want to buy it. We should sell the stuff that's up there. Why are we throwing everything away?
Was it a month or two ago you started to auction off things on the
junk that was laying around?
Around.
I got in quite a bit of trouble for doing that. So I guess that's not a good idea.
Well, what else is new? We're always in trouble.
Hey, you know what? At Wolf's Flea Market, there's also video games and DVDs, plants, produce, food outlets, and more. Chicago foodies, this is for you. Enjoy mouth-watering fresh delights from independent food stands, or try a donut dog or Maganda fruit drink. Also, enjoy delicious fresh tacos, empanadas, Italian sausage, pizza, and more. See new merchandise at bargain prices like store returns and overstock clothing, jewelry, sports memorabilia, books, and more. Wolf's Flea Market, family-owned and operated since 1991. And don't miss the swap meet feature here on WGN with Greg Flom, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market, on The Download with Justin Kaufman. Go to wolfsfleamarket.com. Find them on Facebook. That's Wolf's with two F's. Wolf's Flea Market. We'll see you at the flea.
So let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance.
Yeah, we don't know where you're going to go, but you got to leave here. Last call at Tribune Tower.
Let's dance.
Is there anything more frightening than being in a drinking establishment when last call happens and the lights go on? Have you ever experienced that?
I have.
Have you ever been out that late?
Yes, I have.
It's not pretty. It's never pretty.
Everybody's looking around. What? Huh? What did he say?
Exactly. Game three with first place Brew Crew. The finale on the south side without fireworks. Sox and Brewers today at 1 on my favorite TV station, WGN-TV. So I think some of my favorite moments, and heaven knows, anyone who's been lucky enough to be a host here on WGN Radio, you know, has undoubtedly have had some amazing moments through the years. And I certainly have had my share through the moments. What comes to my mind first thing, like, you know, if someone were to say what's you know one of my most memorable moments here in Tribune Tower, it's the day before Bob Collins died, and Bob had called me into his studio to talk about a TV movie that had just been on that starred Mary Tyler Moore and Valerie Harper. Forget what it was called, but it was their Mary and Rhoda characters. Now, all these years later, with grown-up kids of their own, and the premise of the show was that life hadn't turned out the way that they thought life was going to turn out. And Bob called me in just to talk about the movie, but when he heard that subject, life not turning out the way you thought it was going to turn out, you could see a light bulb went on in his head, and he wanted to talk about it, and he said that tomorrow, it was toward the end of the show, he said, I want to talk about this tomorrow. That's a really interesting thought. And, you know, we talked about it a little bit. But then the next day, Bob came on and talked about that, how life, you know, he thought it was going to go one way and life went another way. And certainly later that day, became very prophetic as Bob took off on his own private plane and was killed in that crash. It was the last time that I ever talked to Bob. But it was sort of a little profound moment that happened in our old Studio A, our big, gigantic old Studio A, like studio like you've never seen anywhere else, and Bob sitting behind his desk, doing his show like he always did, sort of like a conductor of an orchestra, and talking about this very meaningful subject to him. And this is the part where I would, you know, normally just, you know, play a little clip of that, because I cherish that I have that it was recorded, and I have that. And if you ask me where that recording is right now, it's someplace over at 303 Wacker Drive.
It's already been moved.
It got packed up and moved over there. So I don't know where I don't have any of the recordings to back up some of the things that I'm going to talk about today. But that was a pretty profound moment.
Profound, prophetic, and chilling.
And chilling. That Bob happened to die that day. And then the days that followed after, behind the scenes, when we had just learned that there was an airplane crash, and it was unofficial, but inside sources were saying that it was Bob, and we weren't sure. And all of us were behind the scenes here in Tribune Tower in the offices, not in the studios, but in the hallways, because we all heard what we thought had happened. And then the word officially came out, and people were literally balled up in the fetal position on the floor. I'll never forget some former staff members here on the floor under a chair in the fetal position crying when the news came out that Bob had been killed. I will never experience anything like that again for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and just think of, I was not in the newsroom that day, but I can just imagine what Tom Peterson, the news director at the time, was right. going through.
Sure.
The entire staff.
Whole staff.
Yeah.
Whole staff. I remember commenting that, you know, we had covered big stories before that were quite shocking, but never one that had affected us all so personally, that we all had to put on our big boy journalist shoes and cover this story professionally, even though it was our friend Bob, you know, who had just, you know, insulted you while he was walking down the hall, or just popped you on the head with a spitball or something. That was pretty amazing. Of course, 9/11 was another day where I was here at Tribune Tower when that happened, and as that story unfolded, how eerie it became to be on the air, to do shows when that was happening, for the long period of time that we didn't do shows because everything was focused in New York. All of our coverage was coming live from New York. But once we did go back on the air, how somber it was because this national tragedy had happened. And, you know, we weren't goofing around like we normally do on WGN. Everything was all very serious. Those are very serious moments. Juxtaposed with Spike Odell bringing an 800-pound sow into the studio.
And having a little mistake.
I don't remember what the reason was that he brought this giant 800-pound pig into the studio. But the pig was here, and it was really funny, and Spike was hilarious. And the pig just relieved itself all over the studio.
Left its mark. It left its mark.
Do you have a memorable Tribune Tower moment?
Actually, well, I do. I have three of them, and I can just go down the three very quickly. They all involve Roy Leonard. When I was here, this would have been around 1989 or 1990, because Roy would get, you know, the guests
right.
and get them here.
Right here.
But
right.
thanks to Roy, and thanks to WGN, and thanks to the fact that that I was here, I got to meet Jimmy Stewart,
oh, wow.
Ringo Starr,
wow.
and former President Jimmy Carter. They
oh.
were all in the studio, not on the phone,
yeah.
or not on Skype or anything like that. But
yeah.
no, they were in the studio.
Right.
And
that's how they did it back in those
that's
days.
That's how they did it
that's
back
how the,
in the day.
The entertainment publicity machine worked in the days before satellites and the ability to do those things. These stars would go on press tours, they're called, and come to the major cities. And when anybody came to Chicago, they came to talk to Roy Leonard. over and over again. In that very chair that I'm pointing at in the studio, President Jimmy Carter sat there.
There you go.
Many, many, many times.
There you go. Yeah.
I believe Hillary Clinton also sat in that very chair when she was on for quite a long time with Kathy and Judy in this very studio. I mean, this studio itself.
Oh, the people that have been in this room?
The famous and infamous that have been on WGN through the years sat in, you know, these chairs that we're sitting in right now. And what I mean by that is we have not replaced the chairs all these years.
That's why one of the casters fell off when I was working earlier.
That's right.
This morning.
That's when Jimmy Carter was in the chair broke.
Did it really?
I don't think so. I don't think so, but it wouldn't surprise me if somebody told me it did. Well, I have to get the news on because Shawnee's sitting right next to me, breathing down my neck to get the news on time. So we'll take a quick break.
Hurry up.
Update it all. All coming up next on WGN. Coming up in our next half hour, of course, we've got the far-flung forecast. But also, we are going to be talking. One second. Shawnee's talking to me during the commercial breaks where I would normally be, you know,
Dean,
plotting out the next.
What are you doing at your desk?
At the next segment. But, you know, Mr. Chatty McChattington.
You take your books and go out in the hall.
Chatty McChattington wants to talk during the break, so I can't get ready. you know, June is Alzheimer's Awareness Month.
Is also busting out all over.
Yes, but it's also Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And in that regard, Gordon McRae, we're going to talk with a representative of the Alzheimer's Association. Was that you?
That was me. That was not me. It was my phone.
Yeah. A lot of people put their phones on vibrate when they come into a live studio, Shawnee.
Okay.
I know you're new in the business and everything. That's
I'll
all coming up after the latest news with Dave Schwann.
And police are still investigating a shooting on the Englewood neighborhood in the South Side this morning. Four people were shot and one of them killed in a drive-by shooting. This happening in the 1200 block of West 73rd Place. People standing outside a house there at a birthday party. The three injured are in stable to serious condition. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis warns it will be a bumpy road to the nuclear talks with North Korea later this month. He told South Korean and Japanese counterparts they must maintain a strong defensive stance so diplomats can negotiate from a position of strength. That dialogue between President Trump and Kim Jong-un set for June 12th. Illinois residents can vote on their favorite of five designs for a souvenir coin marking the state's 200th birthday. State Treasurer Michael Frerich says the winning design will be minted on one side of the commemorative bicentennial coin. The other will feature the state seal. All five designs highlight Illinois or Illinois history. Voting ends June 15th, and people can pre-order the coins online. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
The White Sox offense couldn't get anything done in a 5-0 loss to the Brewers here yesterday. White Sox still with a chance to win this series this afternoon against the Brewers. I'll have your pregame at 12:35. Ed and DJ, the first pitch at 1:10 here on WGN. Dylan Covey for the White Sox against Brent Suter for the Milwaukee Brewers. Despite striking out 24 times as a team, the Cubs managed to beat the Mets yesterday 7-1 in 14 innings. Albert Almora with a tie-breaking two-run double. Javi Baez capping a six-run inning when he blasted a pinch-hit home run and blew it wide open. Same two teams this afternoon to close out their series in New York. Game three of the Stanley Cup final last night goes to the Washington Capitals with a 3-1 win at home. Washington now leads the series 2-1 in game four. Will be tomorrow night in D.C. NBA Finals getting back underway tonight in Oakland, Cleveland, and Golden State. The Warriors have a one-game-to-none series lead. Tiger Woods creeping ever closer to the top of the leaderboard at the Memorial. The final round underway. Tiger Woods 2-under for the day. He is at 11-under par, three shots off the lead, held by four gentlemen. Joaquin Niemann, Bryson DeChambeau, Patrick Cantlay, and Kyle Stanley are all at 14-under par as the final round continues in Ohio. on the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball. Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, 47th Street on the south side between Prairie and South Calumet remains closed because of police activity in and around the Green Line station there. Also, accident investigations are continuing on Pulaski between Iowa and Thomas Street, an accident with multiple injuries there. That also affects the intersection of Augusta Boulevard between Keeler and Hamlin Avenue. We have the Breast Cancer Survivors 5K and Celebration Walk closing Columbus between Roosevelt and Balbo today until 1 o'clock. The CTA rerouting number 6 and number 10 buses. This traffic report sponsored by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. I was just trying to get a reaction from the person sitting 5 feet away from me.
He was looking at me like, Daddy, Daddy, look, I made a joke.
Finally.
Look how long I paused.
You're going to send me to my room now. Go to your room.
You know what? I used Spot Hero this week.
You used it again?
Yeah.
I used it today.
Yeah.
And did it work?
It worked today.
Well, I hope you use the promo code SMART,
S-M-A-R-T,
for $10 off. First-time users to Spot Hero can use the promo code SMART.
No, I'm going to have to create a new account.
For $10 off.
Darn it.
Spot Hero, park smarter.
It was very convenient. Very, very easy, very convenient, and super cheap.
Yeah. You could have been even cheaper if you used the promo code SMART for $10
off. Thanks for rubbing it in.
Well, for personalized traffic on demand, you can also get the Traffic Chicago app, Dean. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. You can just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Partly sunny today, high in the 70s, cloudy overnight, a low in the 50s, inland near 60 downtown. A nice day tomorrow, sunny and highs in the upper 70s. We have 66 at O'Hare, 67 at Midway, and 65 along Chicago's lakefront. And our far-flung forecast takes us to Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Say what now?
Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Pawtucket.
Pawtucket,
Rhode Island.
That's right, Paw. Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Where this music doesn't fit one bit.
Gee, Paw.
We should have some kind of colonial music, shouldn't we?
Yeah, you're right.
Pawtucket,
yeah.
Rhode Island.
Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Exactly.
It goes back to the 17th century. It is a good-sized city, though, 71,148. Known as an industrial center for a long time, it was part of the Industrial Revolution, and today still making goods, including jewelry, silverware, metals, and textiles. Hasbro.
I need some textiles.
And here's something that'll suit you just fine.
I was just thinking to myself, I could use some textiles.
Do you still buy toys and games?
Hang on a second. Textile every day.
There you go. Hasbro, one of the world's largest manufacturers of toys and games, is headquartered in Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Is that right?
But we bring up Pawtucket today because it is the birthplace of a man named Ray Hood. Raymond Hood, who teamed in 1922 with architect John Mead Howells and formed the architectural partnership of Howells and Hood. Who designed
built a little building called
Tribune Tower at 435 North Michigan Avenue.
Right. And now own a restaurant here.
And now own a restaurant, which was the former studios and offices of WGN Radio.
I hear they're getting kicked out of the building,
they
too.
They are also. Everybody's going.
That's the storeroom for the mattresses.
Everybody's
that's
going.
That's the storeroom for the mattresses. Right. Got to store the mattresses somewhere.
Just like the sign says, and there was a movie, too. Everything must go, right?
Yeah.
But Raymond Hood, who was the partner with John Mead Howells, who designed Tribune Tower, won the contest for building and designing Tribune Tower, was born in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. They have a nice day today there, too. Sunny and 60 degrees.
Well, very nice. I'm trying to think, what were the Hasbro toys?
Hasbro toys?
We're talking about the Hasbro
was that
toy.
Was that Hasbro?
What was it?
Light Bright?
Light Bright?
I think that was, might have been a Hasbro.
Was Slinky?
Product.
Was Slinky a Hasbro?
Slinky was a Hasbro, I think.
Check it
we'll
out.
Check this out here.
This is exciting to see this actually happening. Usually I thought just Schwanny pulled
as
these facts
to stars
out, of the,
and stripes
out of the air.
Forever.
Yeah, they have
Hasbro.
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony?
Yeah, that was a Hasbro product.
Oh, Mr. Potato Head.
The Frosting Frenzy.
Play-Doh. Oh, and Nerf.
Oh, let's see. Those are good ones.
Play-Doh and Nerf.
What'd you say? Frosting Frenzy.
Frosting Frenzy. Featured products. I'm looking on their website here right now. Sweetest pets of them all. I better turn off the computer in case we get some weird.
Because Frosting Frenzy could be, you know, like Stormy Daniels could be.
Well, they made the Easy Bake Oven, too.
I think that was a Stormy Daniels movie, Frosting Frenzy.
What else did they make? The Easy Bake Oven?
Yeah.
Yeah, my cousin had that Easy Bake Oven.
By Hasbro. So are you done?
Yeah, I am done. We have 60 degrees, sunny in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. We have 66 officially at O'Hare. And I'm Dave Schwann. This is the stuff that matters on 720 WGN. That wasn't too convincing.
No, why don't you do it again?
I'm Dave Schwann, and this is the stuff that matters on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, that was less convincing, honestly. The first one was better. When we come back from the break, Alzheimer's Month, what does it mean and what kind of progress are we making in fighting this insidious disease? All coming up next, WGN. 9:46, Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Among the things we look forward to in June is raising awareness for what I think is one of the most terrible diseases that we have ever fought, and that is Alzheimer's disease, one of the cruelest, most insidious diseases that so many face, many live with, but one that caregivers and friends also are affected by. Joining us on the phone line right now is Daryl Carlson, who's the Manager of Education and Outreach with Alzheimer's Illinois. Daryl, nice to have you with us. Thank you for joining us this morning on WGN.
Hey, you're very welcome. Glad to be here.
So just before we talk about Alzheimer's Month a little bit, Alzheimer's Awareness Month, talk to me a little bit about progress, I hope, that we're making in fighting this disease?
Yeah, you know, sometimes progress seems slow, but in the scientific world, you know, any movement is good movement because you're always learning something. So there have been studies or continuing studies going on, some big failures that people saw in the news. But as one scientist just told us recently, even the failures, if you learn something from it, it's not a failure. So they're making progress, but you know, Alzheimer's disease affects the brain, and the brain is like the universe, and we've only been to the moon. So we have a lot to learn.
The occurrence of Alzheimer's, does it seem to be growing, staying stagnant? It sure seems like when this subject comes up, more and more people are being affected one way or the other by Alzheimer's, either by themselves being affected by it or a family member or a friend.
Yes, it's one of the few deadly diseases that are still growing in number, primarily because the biggest risk factor for Alzheimer's disease is age. The older you get, the bigger risk you are of getting Alzheimer's. And with the baby boomers retiring, that's just a more influx of people in getting into the higher risk categories.
And do we know anything about cause of Alzheimer's other than aging? Do we know that, you know, lifestyle choices or anything else may lead toward Alzheimer's?
Yeah, so we know a lot of the different risk factors that there are. We know that it's caused by plaques and tangles in the brain fluid. So it's just, you know, like arteries, it's plaque buildup in the brain. And there are different things that affect the risk factors for excessive buildup of that beta amyloid protein. But we don't know for sure, you know, this X definitely causes it. But we do know that, you know, heart health affects brain health. So keep your heart healthy, it'll help keep your brain healthy. Exercise plays a factor. A negative factor is smoking. Negative factor is diabetes in midlife. Many traumatic brain injuries, concussions increase your risks, things like that.
So talk to me now about Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month that's being put on by the Alzheimer's Association Illinois chapter.
Yeah, so it's just a nationally recognized time of year where we talk about these issues, and we want this to take an opportunity for people to learn more about it, to raise awareness. So in the Illinois chapter, we have a lot of programs going on in communities across the state, and they can go online or call our 800 helpline to learn more about if there's one near them. And, of course, June 21st, the summer solstice, the longest day, we have one of our main key fundraising awareness events is the longest day event. And so those are just different people make their own fundraising event, something that is meaningful to them or to their loved one who had Alzheimer's. And ideally, you run it from sunup to sundown, raise some money, raise some awareness in a fun, unique way. So that's some of the things we have happening this month.
And typically, what are some of the things that people do to that regard?
It really is just anything. Some people have a bowl-a-thon all month. I've heard of one group playing, I think it was bridge or Parcheesi all month because their loved one loved that game. And it really is just very unique to whatever people feel like doing. There's just a whole variety of things that people do.
Okay. And are there any special events that Alzheimer's Association Illinois are doing?
Well, yeah, we do always have lots of different events that we have going on. I know we have lots of buildings in the Chicagoland area that have agreed to go purple as a way to help raise awareness. And so the Wrigley Building, Hancock Tower, they're going, you know, that's one way to do it. And then a lot of education classes is what we have as well. And there's too many to name. So that's why I encourage people to call the 800 helpline or go online and they can see a breakdown of all of those.
Yeah, there's information at alzheimers-illinois.org, and you can learn all kinds of things about Alzheimer's disease and Alzheimer's month. And I wanted to talk a little bit about symptoms. I mean, you know, people say all the time when they forget something, you know, they're looking for their car keys and can't find them, or they were going to say something to you and what they were going to say escapes them for a moment. And, you know, people sort of flippantly say, early Alzheimer's is coming. Is that early Alzheimer's, or is that just people forget things once in a while?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's one of the reasons why people either overreact or underreact to this disease, because in the very beginning, it looks a lot like just getting older. Forgetting your keys is normal. You know, where did I park my car? The key is if you remember those things later, and if it's not really dramatically impacting your life in a negative way. But when it starts to really impact your life, you've had a full conversation and you completely don't recall it at all and don't remember doing it, that can be a sign. Or losing something and totally not being able to retrace your steps at all, or retracing your steps becomes very, very difficult to do in your mind. That can be an indication. So there are 10 signs that we call out for people to help them know, should I go see a doctor or not? And generally, if you see any two of those 10 signs, the first primary one being memory changes that really disrupt your life, then we encourage people to go talk to their normal doctor to just begin the process of finding out why is this happening.
To find out what's the proper course of medical treatment that might be appropriate. What are those 10 signs besides memory loss?
Well, you have memory loss that affects your daily life. You have ability to make plans being impaired. You have losing the ability to retrace steps. You have visual and spatial relationship issues.
What does that mean?
So we all know that, like, as you get older, you may have a couple more minor car or vehicle accidents because you're depth perception is going.
Okay.
But what this is talking about is, like, if you're looking in the rearview mirror and it's confusing to you and you can't quite process what's happening as you look in the rearview mirror behind you, or really strong color contrast issues, that can also be an indication. Again, all of these things in small measures are part of getting older, but it's just the extreme to which you're experiencing them or the severity that you're experiencing. That's more of the tip to look for.
To look for something else. What are some of the other things in the top, those 10 symptoms?
Some of the other things are definitely social withdrawal, because if you're having a lot of these kind of issues, you may be really tempted just to really pull away. So that's something that people can look for in loved ones. Have they just really not seen them much anymore at all? Some behavioral issues, like they're much they're grumpier than they've ever been, or their attitude is changing so dramatically, not just the typical, I'm just getting a little bit more agitated because I'm older, I get tired easier. Those are some other ones as well to look for.
Now, how do you deal with somebody who may be going through some of those symptoms? I mean, it can be very tempting to be confrontational with those person, you know, and say, you know, mom, dad, what do you mean you can't remember? But, you know, and really challenge them. Is that the best way to deal with something like that, to try to jog their memory? Or is there a more preferred way in dealing with somebody who may be dealing with some kind of brain disorder or Alzheimer's?
Yeah, so our natural instinct is want to jog their memory, but that really is the bad way to go, not the best way to go. You want to understand that if it is truly a dementia like Alzheimer's disease, that there is cell death in the brain. There are pieces of the brain that are maybe even no longer there. And so to ask someone to remember in that situation is like asking someone who has a serious heart condition who can barely walk and chiding them for not being able to run. It's just physically not possible. So the thing to do is just to realize this is their world. This is what they're doing the best they can to navigate the world around them. Be very patient and allow, if they've got some of the facts wrong, especially if they're more progressed in the disease, let it roll off your back. The key is to really connect with what they're going through emotionally and try to meet their emotional needs and not worry so much about the facts if they're understanding everything correctly.
You know, it's interesting. I've mentioned this before on the show. My mom is 95 years old, and it's getting a little bit forgetful. I wouldn't say, you know, that it's anything severe, but she is getting a little bit forgetful. And I was visiting with her yesterday, and we were talking about this relative and that relative, and some of the relatives that she used to babysit, that she was very close with, she just couldn't quite place. And which I found, you know, a little bit disturbing, but I got my phone out and started going through pictures and looking at pictures of people more than just names seemed to be more effective. And rather than saying, what do you mean you don't remember so-and-so? You used to babysit them and, well, you know, getting into a confrontation. I pulled out some pictures and we started looking at pictures. And it's so interesting how it instantly came back. The visual prompting was more effective to my mom than just going down a list of names.
Absolutely, because different parts of the brain process different information in different ways. And so if one way doesn't work, try something else. Try a visual cue. Try pointing and gesturing and a nice comforting touch. There's a lot of different ways to communicate, and it's not just using a word.
Yeah, and your physician or your mental health expert, neurologist, will be able to guide you best on how to deal with those things. But if people want to get more information on Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, Daryl, what's the best way to do that?
They can call our helpline, which there's someone always there to answer, 800-272-3900. Or you can go to our website. The short link is alz.org/Illinois.
800-272-3900 or alz.org/Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely.
Daryl Carlson is the manager of education and outreach with Alzheimer's Illinois. And I hope you have a great Sunday. Daryl, thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much for bringing up this important topic. We appreciate it.
A-list interview today with the Dark Knight himself, Christian Bale, who was in Chicago this week. We spoke with him exclusively. We'll share that with you coming up a little bit later on in the program. Also, meteorologist Mike Hamernick will give us all the details on what looks to be a really nice day coming up today. It's all coming up after a check of WGN News on the station where you could win a 2018 Chevy Silverado. For details, listen to Steve Cochran weekday mornings at 7:20 on 7:20 WGN Chicago. If you're a smart speaker, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. The very latest now with Dave Schwann, sponsored by WOW Internet TV and phone. Shawnee, what's going on?
Sunny skies and 66 at O'Hare. Police continuing to investigate a shooting in the Englewood neighborhood this morning. It was a drive-by shooting that killed one person and injured three others. It happened on the 1200 block of West 73rd Place as people were standing outside for a birthday party. The three injured are in stable to serious condition. The investigation continues into the shooting and killing of a man during a cocaine bust by a DEA agent. WGN's Bob Kessler has that story.
Agents were investigating a cocaine distribution point and saw packages changing hands Saturday morning. After attempting to stop one of the vehicles involved in the apparent drug deal, a suspect turned his vehicle toward a DEA agent and hit him along South Central Avenue just south of the Eisenhower overpass. The agent fired his weapon, striking and killing the man. The DEA says it found a significant amount of cocaine in the vehicle. Bob Kessler, WGN News.
Out-of-control wildfires are burning across western states. Hundreds have been evacuated from their homes as firefighters continue the battling those dry, windy conditions. And we have more from ABC's Rob Marciano.
A new blaze igniting in Laguna Beach, California. Overnight, that inferno triggering mandatory evacuations for thousands of residents. Gusty winds creating treacherous conditions for emergency crews. The uncontained fire growing to 200 acres.
Evacuations have also occurred in Cimarron, New Mexico, northeast of Santa Fe, because of major fires there. A Russian Soyuz space capsule carrying three astronauts from the International Space Station made it home today. It landed in Kazakhstan at 6:39 p.m. Russian time. The orbiting lab now has a crew of three, two Americans and one Russian. If you live in Illinois, you can vote on your favorite of five designs for a souvenir coin marking the state's 200th birthday. Voting ends June 15th. People may also pre-order those coins online. They'll sell for $45 each and will be available around August 1st.
What kind of coins?
They are for the bicentennial coins. They're designed to mark Illinois' 200th birthday this year. They highlight Illinois or Illinois history. They include a portrait of the state capital, a map of Illinois, and, of course, three presidents,
right.
Abraham Lincoln, Ronald Reagan, and Barack Obama.
I'm very excited to collect all the coins that have likenesses of all of our convicted governors.
Well, I can think of three at this point right now, at least in our lifetime. But
Mom, look, I've got the George Ryan.
And you know, your father got the Otto Kerner.
Oh, I've got another Blago. Everyone has the Blago coin.
Well, and since moving right along here, if you live in Wisconsin and you've been convicted of a low-level offense,
who hasn't?
May have a chance to expunge your record.
I love being expunged.
Volunteer attorneys will help people determine if past offenses like minor drug possession or forgery can be removed from public databases. This is in Wisconsin now.
So, wait, who's going to decide that?
Volunteer attorneys. You can go to an attorney who is working on this. If you were convicted of, well, they say low-level drug offenses,
right.
Possession of marijuana,
right.
Or something like that.
Smuggling
or
bratwurst
forgery.
Over the state line.
I know. If you forged your name in
right.
fifth grade on somebody else's homework.
On a report card.
On your report card, and you were convicted of a crime
yes.
of that nature, they can determine whether or not
the attorney, the volunteer attorney?
Yeah, the attorney can tell you whether or not this is eligible.
Oh, whether it's eligible.
Whether it's eligible
I see.
To be expunged.
I got it.
I like that word.
I love expunged. I love a good expunging.
From your record.
I enjoy a good expunging.
Well, I can go take a bath and expunge all of this.
I love a good expunge bath.
With SpongeBob.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
And we will check sports, traffic, and weather and expunge ourselves next on WGN. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, gentlemen, the White Sox will look to expunge the memory of yesterday's 5-0 loss to the Milwaukee Brewers here at Guaranteed Rate Field. The rubber game of the series is coming up this afternoon. I'll have your pregame at 12:35 and DJ the first pitch at 1:10 right here on WGN. Brewers have won 6 of their last 8 and lead the Cubs by 3 games in the Central. Speaking of which, the Cubs kept pace, a crazy 7-1 win in 14 innings yesterday over the New York Mets. Cubs batters, that is, struck out a season-high 24 times, but certainly hit when it mattered. Albert Almora Jr. breaking a one-all tie with a two-run double. Javi Baez with a pinch-hit home run in the victory as well. Today it'll be John Lester for the Cubs as they wrap up their series at Citi Field.
What did you say, 14 innings?
14 innings. It was crazy. I
fell asleep. I was watching. It was tied 1-1. It was fairly late. Yeah.
I think that they ended up finishing a little after midnight their time.
Ooh, that's late.
Yeah, and they have a day game today. Sleep quickly.
The poor millionaires are going to be tired today.
I've been through that, though, with the late game on a Saturday and having to come back. Focus is a little off. But, hey, we'll see what happens.
All they have to do is go into their cash rooms.
True. I did not have that benefit.
Just take a big wad of $100 bills and start inhaling it. That'll perk you right up.
Or just make it rain, you know? Make it rain.
Make it rain. Exactly. Yeah, exactly right. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish.
That's okay.
Because I have a basketball-related story.
Okay.
Go ahead and finish, though.
All right. Sounds good. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final took place last night. Washington with a 3-1 win. Washington now with a 2-1 lead in the series over the Golden Knights of Vegas. Evgeny Kuznetsov scored the game winner. Capitals' first ever Stanley Cup win on home ice. Game 4 tomorrow in D.C. NBA Finals back tonight in Oakland, where Golden State will host Cleveland. The Warriors lead the series 1-0 after that overtime game in Game 1. Final round of the Memorial underway in Ohio. Bryson DeChambeau, Patrick Cantlay, and Kyle Stanley have the lead. They're at 15 under par, a 3-shot lead over the rest of the field. Tiger Woods, 2 under for the day through 6 holes. Today he's 11 under for the tournament and 4 shots off the pace here at that tournament going on in Ohio. All right, do you want to do your basketball story here? Or do you want me to?
Do you have an NBA Finals story?
Well, they get back underway tonight. J.R. Smith, of course, the ire of a lot of Cleveland Cavaliers fans for not knowing what the score was late in the fourth quarter.
Yes, that's
after rebounding the free throw miss and dribbling it back out what seemed a country mile back to half court as the time expired, and then of course the Golden State Warriors were able to take advantage and they won Game 1 going away.
Well, my story has to do with LeBron James' outfit that he was wearing.
Yeah, the
other day,
with the shorts.
It was like a razor sharp looking suit, just a fantastic, you know, obviously custom made suit, beautiful. And then as he turns the corner, you can see that it's a suit instead of, you know, regular suit pants, it was matching short pants that he was wearing with the suit. And everybody said, "Oh, that's crazy." I thought it kind of looked cool. If you're LeBron James, you know, like I couldn't pull it off.
Yeah, me neither.
But LeBron James walking down, you know, the corridor wearing something like that, I thought it was super cool looking. Yeah. But I came across a story today that his entire outfit, the suit with the shorts, the sunglasses, the bag that he was carrying, and the headphones, $47,000. $47,000. You think for a price like that you get long pants with it?
I was going to say, what do they charge for the long pants?
exactly right. Anyway.
He was able to take care of that and really wear it well, though. I mean, that's 6 feet 9 inches of human being right there, and he carried it off well. Hey, I have one other story I wanted to bring up real quick here. It is the 15th anniversary today of the Sammy Sosa corked bat incident at Wrigley Field. Took place in a night game against the Tampa Bay, and then they were called the Devil Rays. That was back in 2003.
Right.
Sosa, of course, was suspended. Didn't really affect things as the Cubs went on to win the Central Division, and we'll just stop right there. But that was a pretty weird night there at Wrigley Field. I remember the home plate umpire, Tim McClelland, coming out from behind home plate and kind of looking down on the ground. And then we saw the replay, and you could definitely see something fly out of the bat. And we had no idea what it was at the time, but it turned out to be corked.
I remember that exactly right.
You remember the headline the next day on the Sun-Times?
I don't.
It said, "Say it ain't so,
But it was.
It was.
It was indeed. So. All right, so happy memories for all of us going back 15 years for that one. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, things continue to move well on our expressways and tollways this Sunday morning. We do have some police activity in a number of areas. This taking place in McCook, Joliet Road, between 55th Street and 1st Avenue.
Right near the quarry.
Yeah, 55th Street and 1st Avenue, Joliet Road in McCook is closed because of police activity. Also on the south side, we have police activity closing 47th Street between Prairie Avenue and Calumet Avenue around the CTA Green Line station. Dean, we have all kinds of festivals going on around
the
city.
Are you kidding me? That's crazy this weekend.
Here's the Lincoln Park Greek Fest.
That's right.
I knew I was going to start for you. I put that in there for you.
Opa.
Sheffield between Diversey Parkway and Wrightwood closed until early morning. And also the Dew Division Street Festival closing Division between Western and Damon until 5 tomorrow morning.
Western and Damon.
Okay. The Dew Division Street.
D-O or
it's
D-U-E?
D-O. D-O. Dew.
Oh, like come out.
Let's do Division Street.
Let's go do, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I got let's do Division Street. Closed until 5 tomorrow morning. Okay. CTA rerouting number 70.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, let's do Division Street. Let's do lunch.
Okay. All right.
Let's do lunch.
Sure.
This traffic report sponsored by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code SMART for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter.
In the new building, Schwanny's going to stop doing that. The altitude will be better. He'll be able to get more
up on a higher floor.
Get more oxygen into his lungs.
I am pleased to report, Andy, that we're getting along well here in the room.
Yeah, I was worried.
We haven't broken
out. I was going to send a monitor there pretty soon.
Because I'm ignoring him.
Well, Tom has been our negotiator.
Yeah, Mr. Chatty Tom's Pants. During the breaks, I like to take a short nap during the commercial break. And, Schwanny just wants to chat.
And for personalized traffic on demand, you can get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Our beautiful.
On a related note, the 847 area code has just texted in. I think all my favorite Sunday guys should always be in the same studio together. Funnier than ever. Love you guys.
Well, Andy actually is.
Thank you, 847, for that, and please never text this number again.
Oh, no, that's not nice.
My mom and dad's 847. I wonder if that's their number. I'll have to check it out.
We have a beautiful forecast today. Sunny, high in the 70s, partly cloudy overnight, low around 60 near downtown, the 50s inland. And for tomorrow, sunny once again, high in the upper 70s, 68 at O'Hare, 67 in Midway, 65 on Chicago's lakefront.
We have Mike Hammernick coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Let us know all about it.
Yeah.
Let us know all about it.
You weren't so late with the news. We'd have a little separation.
Oh, here we go again. And we were playing so nicely together. I'm Dave Schwann.
All I know is we got the news on time, fairly on time.
Well, and it is now 10:18.
Right, the show's half over.
Okay, I'm Dave Schwann in the Allstate Showcase Studio,
and
ready
sure
to
is.
Join this conversation
right.
with my new friend Dean Richards
right
on Chicago's
next
very own 720 WGN.
Yeah, he is he's just within. I could just reach out and
what's that smell?
I could just reach out and punch you. I just. I shouldn't say that I'm going to reach out and punch you on the air.
That's premeditated punching.
That's not a civilized thing.
Remind me to murder you later.
I don't want to get into the same kind of trouble as other people have gotten into with things that have been said or tweeted this week. Be more careful with what we say and do. What do we have coming up here? Oh, Christian Bale, The Dark Knight. Really nice conversation with him this week. We're going to share that with you coming up in a couple of minutes. And also, Chris Vyer, who has been on the show many, many times, who was working with Time Out Chicago until abruptly that ended this week. He is going to stop in and talk to us a little bit about that, of what's happened with him, who I think is one of the best theater critics in Chicago, and the future of critical analysis for theater in Chicago. So we'll get into all of that and more coming up in just a quick second here. We're going to take a short break. Mike Hamernick joins us, gives us today's weather and the whole week, and I think you're going to enjoy hearing these forecasts. 10:22. Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Some of you waking up from your Taylor Swift hangovers. I don't mean from over drinking. I mean from overindulging in the Taylorness that were her concerts for the last two nights at Soldier Field. Sold out. Sold out Soldier Field for Taylor Swift. The last couple of nights. You live near Soldier Field. Did you hear that?
No.
Did you hear the concerts?
The first thing that came to mind, no, I didn't hear the concerts.
You normally hear concerts at Soldier Field?
There was a time when I could hear, I don't remember who it was. It might have been Springsteen or the Stones. And you could, if you listened real carefully and if things were quieter around,
you could
just make out something very faintly.
Hear the vibrations of it all.
Yep.
I was not there at the shows, but I've been looking at reviews, that both critics and, fans who've been putting online. And by all accounts, apparently she was great and, put on great shows. And
mm-hmm. A little chilly out there, though.
Last couple of nights were. But, when the Taylor Swift music, Shawnee, hits you, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters out there. Maybe Mike Hamernick knows. How cold was it along the lakefront the last couple of nights?
Friday night was really chilly. Friday, we didn't get above 55 degrees at the lakefront.
That's what I'm saying.
At Showtime, it was probably about 51, plus that wind that was off the lake. You factor that in, it probably felt like it was in the 40s. So it was really chilly Friday night. Last night was a little bit better, about 60 to 63 degrees. Down along the lakefront. But I heard that they started the show a little early because they were trying to avoid the shower and thunderstorms.
Oh, the rain, right.
That moved in. And then the rain did come at the very end of the show, but they avoided the most of it. I think they were worried about, you get lightning and you have to cancel or you have to suspend the show for a while. So I think they moved things up and hurried things along so that they could get the whole show in.
Get the whole thing in for the fans, yeah.
And they got most of it in. The rain hit the very end. And that rain's long gone, though. And things are warming up at the lakefront. Speaking of lakefront, Friday it was downright cold downtown. Not bad yesterday. And today, no lake cooling. We have a strong west-northwest wind, so we're not going to see any lake cooling downtown along the lakefront. It'll be about, 20-25 degrees warmer than it was Friday along the lakefront today. So we've got that going for us. And a lot of sunshine out there this morning. I wish I could say it's going to stick around all day long, but we've got some clouds streaking south out of Wisconsin and Minnesota that are going to impact the area, especially the northern half of the Chicagoland area, northern suburbs. It's going to turn maybe some cloudy stretches this afternoon, mixed in with some sun. So we'll see a sun-cloud mix this afternoon, so it won't be the full sunshine, but still nice. Breezy out there, temperatures in the mid-70s across almost the entire Chicagoland area. So real nice end of the weekend coming up here in Chicago with no threat of any rain. That's all off to our east now in Michigan.
And then looking ahead toward next week?
Not a bad week coming up. Last week was kind of wild. We were all over the place. We had that extreme heat, over the weekend. It was 90-degree temperatures, near 100 in some spots, and then that 55-degree high on Friday, and then the tropical cyclone, that almost made history, Dean, last week with that tropical cyclone and those downpours we had.
Yeah.
That storm, that tropical cyclone, it was still considered a tropical cyclone over Indiana and into southern Michigan. It passed over Lafayette and South Bend. Yeah,
that's
very rare.
Very unusual.
Usually, it becomes post-tropical or it loses its tropical characteristics. This one didn't, and it was May, which is even more incredible. And it would have been, if it had hit Lake Michigan, it would have been the first tropical system to make Lake Fall or pass over Lake Michigan if it had been about 20 miles further to the west. Some researchers said there's been no known storm that's actually passed over a tropical storm. It's actually passed over Lake Michigan. So that was quite an event last week. But nothing like that coming up this week here in Chicago. No tropical storms to deal with. A couple of chances of rain Tuesday, Thursday, and then Saturday of this upcoming week, but not a washout. Tuesday looks like maybe an hour or two of rain, if that, and the rains are going to be scattered. Most of the day looks dry, and the weekend looks warm. Next weekend looks warmer. Highs probably in the 80s here in Chicago, and there might be a few showers and storms around, but it's going to feel more like summer next weekend here in Chicago. My pick of the week, best day of the week, Dean, is tomorrow. If you have a day to burn, tomorrow's the day to do it. If you're looking for some nice weather outdoors, looks like wall-to-wall sunshine tomorrow. The clouds are moving this afternoon, will be long gone, and highs around the lower 80s, and no lake cooling again tomorrow. Safe to go to the lake tomorrow, too. So,
and by the way, this is the only radio program in America that actually tells you which days you should call in sick during the week to put your job in jeopardy and call in sick.
No other show does that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Or if you have a day to burn, a vacation day to burn, say, you know, you've got to use one up.
Yeah. Mike is doing the air quotes
that's right now. That's how I like to put it. Yeah. Tomorrow's the day for it.
Okay. That's good to know.
Beautiful day coming up.
Good to know. That sounds like a pretty good forecast that we've got for the rest of the week.
It's going to feel like summer.
We'll enjoy that for sure. Mike, thank you for the info. As always, it's Mike Hamernick at our WGN Weather Center. A quick break. We'll update news and get into the week in theater coming up next. The Memorial Day sales event's going on now at American Sale. Right now, save up to 50% on the largest selection of swimming pools, patio sets, and more. Pay no interest for 5 years. Pool packages starting at only $47 a month. Installed, and American Sale has the area's largest selection of patio furniture in stock with beautiful sets as low as $69. See store for details. But hurry, this Memorial Day event ends soon. American Sale with 9 Chicago locations. American Sale, bring home the fun. And spoiler alert, world champion David Ross will be at Printers Row Lit Fest next weekend, June the 9th. Get tickets now at Printers Row Lit Fest. .org. Coming up, we've got the weekend theater, and after 11 o'clock, Shawnee, we're going to look at an anniversary that's coming up this week, a 50-year anniversary of, for at least for me, and I think for a lot of people, was a pivotal moment in my political consciousness in the world, the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Believe it or not, 50 years ago, on June the 5th, we'll talk about that and remember that sad day in America, all after a check of WGN News, sponsored by MosquitoSquadChicago.com. I wish I had heard about this Mosquito Squad earlier this morning. I stopped to get some gas in my car, some petrol, if you will.
Petrol, yeah.
And I'm standing there filling her up. And a mosquito lands on my hand. It's the biggest mosquito I've ever seen in my life.
And it's only the first week of June.
Gigantic. This mosquito had flight attendants on it serving beverages. That's how large this mosquito was.
And what did you do?
I smacked it and killed it.
Any stains? No, I don't see any.
There probably would be. It was kind of gross when I did it, but this thing was gigantic. So I need this mosquito squad chicago.com.
And you've got Spot Hero. The Mosquito Squad. You're in business.
I only do things. If you advertise on the show, I use your products. Well, this is my pledge to you, the WGN advertiser. With the latest news now, here's Dave Schwant.
Well, police in New York City still don't know who may have fired a shot at Chief Keef, the rapper who was outside the W Hotel in Midtown Manhattan yesterday morning. He was not hit. No one was injured. Chief Keef was in New York at the time, and the message left with Chief Keef's agent seeking comment has not been immediately returned. This happening around 4:40 yesterday morning in Manhattan.
We are your official hip-hop news station, WGN.
I was looking at something else online about Kanye West's new album.
Yes.
Simply called
That's right.
Ye.
It dropped this week.
Oh, is that how they're saying it? It's Ye?
What is it, Tom? Say it again.
It's pronounced Ye as Ye. In Kanye.
Well, it was spelled Y-E, so I thought...
Trying to call them Kanye West.
Kanye West.
Kanye West.
I love that you led the newscast off with the Chief Keef story.
And we went into it's Kanye West. So it's Ye?
Correct.
It's not Ye.
No.
I used to go on the streetcar. You kids.
You ever heard of a group called the Grassroots?
You kids with your Kanye West.
Do you have that on 78?
No. I've got 45s, though.
Okay. We're in the news. Now back to the news.
And now back to the news.
Now back to your official hip-hop news.
Central Illinois firefighters.
Yo, Schwanny with the news. Yo.
Schwanee.
Okay.
Central Illinois firefighters are concerned that budget cuts may put the public at risk there. Peoria City Manager Patrick Urich says the city is behind on first quarter financial projections. They're struggling over a $5.5 million shortfall in last year's budget. And police in a Phoenix suburb say it's still unclear if the shooting death of a man at an office park is tied to three other killings, this including the murder of a prominent forensic psychiatrist, this taking place outside Phoenix. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, this series up for grabs this afternoon here at Guaranteed Rate Field. Brewers even up the three-game set yesterday with a 5-0 win over the White Sox. Game 3, featuring a former first-round pick of Milwaukee, Dylan Covey, going for the White Sox against Brent Suter. He'll pitch for the Brewers. I have your pregame at 12:35. Ed and DJ, the first pitch at 1:10, right here on WGN. It's a sleep-fast situation for the Cubs and the Mets today. They played late into the night, a 14-inning marathon, won by the Cubs 7-1. Game time today, 12:10, so not a whole lot of time for snoozing. John Lester on the mound for the Cubs against Steven Matz for the Mets. As play begins today, the Cubs trail the Brewers by 3 games in the National League Central. Final round of the Memorial Tournament going on right now in Ohio. The leaders are Bryson DeChambeau, Patrick Cantlay, and Kyle Stanley, each at 15 under par, good for a two-shot lead. Tiger Woods, in case you're wondering, on the course right now. He's through 8 holes, 2 under for the day, 11 under for the tournament, meaning he is 4 shots off the lead. NBA Finals get back underway today. Klay Thompson expected to play for the Warriors despite twisting his ankle in Game 1. Golden State leads the best-of-seven series with Cleveland 1-0. It's an off day for the Stanley Cup Final. The Capitals and Golden Knights play Game 4 of their series tomorrow in D.C. with the Capitals in front 2-1. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic starting to build on the Kennedy. It is 25 minutes in either direction from O'Hare to downtown, also 25 from downtown out to O'Hare. On the Eisenhower, starting to get a little slow there, 25 minutes from Wolf Road to downtown. We have police activity. Yes?
Nothing. There's waving at some kids out the window.
Oh, here we go with the, I'll never forget.
Uncle Dean waving out the window.
I will never forget. Looking up at our closed-circuit TV monitors, as I'm on the air and seeing you making the weirdest
funny faces at the kids.
At a kid. That's
why
by.
The kids love their Uncle
here
Dean.
Here comes another young lady here, sunglasses and all.
Yeah, she doesn't want any part of you. She's too cool.
As we say, things starting to build
you can
on
tell,
the
You
Kennedy.
Can tell which ones want to engage with Uncle Dean and which,
and
ones,
which ones don't.
Which ones...
they just walk by.
Don't want any part of me. Story
just
of my life.
Walk by. Want nothing to do
but
with
But there's
you.
Nothing better when you engage with the kid out. They, you know, they're curious and they look in the window and they want to see what's going on. And I'm in here making funny faces at them and then they make funny faces
One
back at me.
One thing leads to another. Yeah.
And we're making funny faces at each other and I'm going to miss that. I often do it with many adults also.
I know that. We will do the show in here when this is a mattress store. Yeah. We will. As we say, the Kennedy...
18th floor at the other place?
18th floor.
At the new place?
Yeah, 18th floor.
So kids, bring your binoculars when you come downtown so you can see me.
We'll set up a table out front on Wacker and do the show from there. Otherwise, the expressways look good outside of the Kennedy. Again, 25 minutes in either direction from downtown out to O'Hare, 25 minutes inbound on the Ike from Wolf Road to downtown. Now, we do have police activity in a number of places. First off, in McCook, Joliet Road between 55th and 1st Avenue is closed because of police activity. Continuing activity on the south side of Chicago, 47th between Prairie. Prairie Avenue and Calumet closed, and also accident investigation continuing on Pulaski between Iowa and Thomas. A multiple injury accident there taking place earlier this morning.
We've had several texts, Swanee, people asking, are we still going to be reporting on Maxwell Street street closures even when we make the move to our new location?
Without question. Without question, we'll be reporting on that. Just what's a little bit of a move going to do to something that monumental?
Just want to make sure
on a Sunday morning.
Actually, I think we'll be able to report it more accurately because we'll be up higher
and we'll be able to see out.
Right.
Yeah. Perhaps even to see over to Maxwell Street.
And also, we're going to start a new feature when we're at our new spot, which is 303 Wacker. We're going to start a new feature. What are people doing inside the Swiss Hotel, their private guest rooms? Because we're right next door to the Swiss Hotel.
That's right. We'll be able to look
right into the guest rooms and be able to tell you what people are doing in their what they think are their private rooms.
Then we will be shut down, won't we?
I think it'll be way more interesting.
In addition to the all-important
I can make funny
closure.
Faces at them.
They'll make funny faces back at you. They'll stop their activity. And it's, hey, that guy's on the radio
over there.
Wave at him. Yes, indeed. Des Plaines between Roosevelt and Harrison closed until 3 o'clock today for Maxwell Street Market. And on the north side, Leland between Western and Lincoln closed for Mayfest. Or do you say Myfest? It's M-A-I Fest. That is
Which
my.
Which is correct.
My, either one. My is May in German.
Oh.
M-A-I. That's right. That's the German verbiage.
When I said it on TV, I said my fest.
Well, you were still correct.
Because it was...
Because they say it my in German.
No, I said it that way because it was spelled M-A-Y like Mai Tai.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right.
That's what I was
but
thinking.
But you said it correctly,
oh,
though.
Good.
You can say it my or may.
Okay. All right, cut off my back. All
this
right.
Traffic report sponsored by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter the promo code SMART for $10 off Spot Hero Park Smarter.
Wow, you zipped through that.
And for personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, looking great. Sunny, high in the 70s today, partly cloudy overnight, low around 60 downtown, the 50s inland. For tomorrow, sunny once again, and a high in the upper 70s. We have 70 now at O'Hare and Midway, and at the lakefront, 69. I'm Dave Schwanee in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and this is the
That's
stuff
your,
that matters.
Your rap name.
Schwanee. And this is the stuff that matters on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Another vote in another show.
Opening night. It's opening night.
Swanee, have you ever met, I don't think you've ever met in person, Chris Beyer?
No, not in person.
Many times as he's been here on the program before.
And I saw him in the green room about a half hour ago.
And you completely ignored him.
I didn't ignore him. I said good morning.
That's right.
I did not ignore you.
Look down. Don't look directly at me. Do you know who I am? I'm Dave Schwanee. Don't look directly at me. Chris, as you know, has been here on the program many, many, many times.
Yes.
Talking about theater in Chicago, because up until just the other day, he was senior editor at Time Out Chicago, their theater critic, in addition to a number of other jobs that abruptly ended for you this week. So, welcome to the show. I'm very sorry to hear that.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so confident that you're going to wind up someplace else. How talented you are! But I thought it would be just an interesting to have you in here today, just to talk about what happened. Number one, to let everyone know he's available.
I appreciate that.
A free ad for our pal Chris Beyer. But it also, I think, is kind of interesting in the ongoing termination of theater critics in Chicago. that you know seems to be going on with Hedy Weiss being let go at the Sun-Times. It's a very sad time in the critical analysis for theater in Chicago.
It's certainly an interesting time. I mean, we started 2018 with three full-time theater critics in the city, Hedy at the Sun-Times and myself and Chris Jones at the Trib, and now we're down to one, which... You know, I don't know what that means really for the future of, you know, arts criticism as a vocation in this city or in other cities. But it's something that, you know, we're really struggling to figure out how to do as, you know, print sort of feels like it's on its way to dying off. And,
yeah. I mean, it's definitely going through some sort of evolution. I mean, it's not a surprise to anybody that fewer people are reading the actual newspaper. There was a time when Time Out was an actual physical publication that you could hold in your hands, and it's not anymore.
Right, right.
I mean, so everything is electronic and digital now. That's the way things are going. But I think, you know, if people love theater in Chicago, they should be concerned about this. That ways of finding out what is, as we've been saying on our theater segment here for decades, what's going on stage, there are becoming fewer and fewer places where you can find that out with a critical eye. I mean, there'll be ads, and there'll be, you know, sponsored announcements of things that are going on, not exactly objective, but to have critical voices like your own, like Hedy Weiss, being able to talk about what's going on is becoming you know, something that's more and more difficult to find.
Yeah, I mean that's. I certainly can't deny that this week.
So what happened? What happened this week?
Well, you know, I was laid off on Tuesday, and I just want to emphasize that it's not, you know, a decision about, you know, oh, we need to end theater coverage in Chicago. This was part of a, you know, company-wide wave of layoffs, including in other Time Out cities in New York and Austin and Philadelphia that I'm aware of, at least. So it's, you know, cost cutting. I was the longest serving staff member in the Chicago office. And, you know, I'm sure that a lot of the duties that I was covering, you know, they are going to continue to cover. They have said very specifically that they intend to continue theater coverage, I suppose, using freelancers. You know, I can't really speak to how robust it's going to be.
What they're going to do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What they're going to do, but I mean, it's not unlike what other companies, non-media, non-theater, non-arts related,
sure,
where they get rid of their long-term employees, the ones with the most experience, the ones with the best overview of a given part of a business, and replace them with younger people who will work cheap and presumably without benefits. And it's very characteristic of what's going on in our economy right now and what's going on in the United States right now.
I can't disagree with you there.
So they just said we don't need your services anymore. Here's an empty box. Thank you for your years of service.
I mean, that's how these things go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tuesday was my last day at Time Out. And, you know, I'm very pleased to say that, you know, I've been reached out to by a number of other publications, both in this city and elsewhere, just within the first couple of days after the news came out. You know, offering potential freelance work or, you know, hopefully potential full-time work. We'll see if that pans out. But, you know, I feel pretty confident that I'm going to be able to continue covering theater in the city in one fashion or another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do, too. you know, having gone through, you know, when you work in radio, you don't really work in radio until you've been fired like a half a dozen times. And, you know, everyone has had that happen to them. And no matter how many times somebody says, well, when a window closes, a door opens, or you know, however that expression goes.
Right, right. I've heard a lot of that this week.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference, because at the moment, you don't have a job at the moment, and that's what you're concerned with. And it doesn't matter how talented you are. In your own mind, you're a little bit, I was a little bit panicked when those kinds of things have happened to me in the past.
And yeah.
It's been a very long time, but I mean, it happens to people.
I mean, it's a little bit of an ego blow, to be sure, like to be told, you know, we no longer need you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have nothing but, you know, the utmost respect for my former colleagues in the Time Out Chicago office. And I, you know, wish them the best. It's, you know, a decision that came down from on high, and it's a business decision. And,
yeah.
You know, I get it.
Yeah. Well, I have no doubt that you're going to land on your feet and things will be great for you. I'm more concerned with the state of critical analysis of theater and the arts in Chicago when major publications decide that entertainment is not that important. And it is. I think it's not just, you know, something fun to do. It's something that's essential to making us whole human beings, of being able to go see a play or to see a play or a musical that speaks to you and allows you to shed a new light on something. Mm-hmm. I think the arts are so much more than just something to do in your spare time. And to not pay attention to it, I think, is very sad. And yeah. You know, if you're, you know, hiring kids out of college to go and see a play and write their opinion of the play, that's very different than experienced critics like you, like Hetty Weiss, who can go and see something and really breathe some depth into the analysis of what it is that they've seen.
Yeah.
I think that's very sad in a city this size with the kind of arts community that we have here in Chicago.
You know, what I will say does concern me is keeping arts coverage in general interest publications, like where you can read about what's going on in the city's arts world alongside, you know, your sports section and your hard news and your, you know, other kinds of features. I think that, you know, you could say that there's more outlets actually for theater reviews in this city than there maybe ever have been before. Most of them are online, and a lot of them are, you know, I think some people use blogs as a pejorative term, and I don't mean it that way, but those are, you know, sort of niche publications that the average reader is not just going to come across, right? You have to be sort of looking for theater reviews to find those.
Right.
And what we're in danger of losing is the sort of casual reader who might see a photo of a production or a grabby headline and discover something that they might be interested in seeing that they otherwise didn't know about. You know, there's kind of the old saw about like the features in the daily newspapers that people are most passionate about are like the comics page and the crossword, right? And, you know, people subscribe for those, and then, well, they still might, you know, read the arts section over breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really concerns me, is are we losing that avenue to those people who are not everyday theater goers already, who are not already, you know, following Broadway in Chicago on Facebook or, you know, paying attention to, you know, the Goodman subscription season.
I think it's an interesting time because whether they're bloggers or they are websites of a theater company, those are not really objective critical analysis of what is going on in that particular theater or in that world. They're either paid opinions or they're opinions in a blog that are not necessarily trained journalists who are going to look at something truthfully and objectively. They're just going to put, I mean, it's going to be their opinion, but not necessarily a truthful opinion. Maybe it is, but maybe it's not, because there's really no sense of responsibility on a blog to do that sort of thing, as there would be for somebody like yourself or Hetty, who are trained journalists in addition to observers of the arts. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, to me, that's what I'm in fear of, that things are going to be so affected by financial interest or just plain old opinion that is not necessarily based in the truth, that it's going to get a little dicey of reporting these things.
You know, I think it's great that theaters like The Goodman, for instance, or Broadway in Chicago, or The Steppenwolf, or whoever, have really direct avenues to connect with their own audiences, right? Now, the world of social media, or of, you know, some of these theaters that are big enough to sort of produce their own content, Q&As, whatever. That's all great, but none of that is going to have the incentive to sort of contextualize what they're doing, what an individual theater is doing in the context of what else is going on around the city or what's happening in the world generally in terms of current events. I mean, that's one of the great values, I think, of, you know, informed criticism, is not just telling you what you might see, but why you should and how it fits into the rest of your life.
Right. Well, obviously keep us posted on what's going on. You're welcome here anytime you would like.
Thanks.
Have you seen any plays since they let you go on Friday? I'm just wondering if the theater critic gets let go on Tuesday. Do you go to see a play on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday?
I haven't. It just so happened that I happened to have previous plans lined up. I had a bunch of music shows that I already was planning on seeing. So I've been out to the Empty Bottle and to Lincoln Hall, and went out to Dew Division last night, and I'm going to see Bon Iver at Millennium Park tonight.
Oh, good. Right.
But I hope to be back in a theater seat very soon. There's a lot of stuff opening actually this month that I don't want to miss.
All right. Well, keep us posted on what's going on, and as I say, you'll always be welcome here to talk about it. Chris Vyer, great to see you here today.
Thanks, Dean.
And we'll take a quick break to update news next on WGN. You want to hear another reason why this show is Peabody Award winning?
Sure.
Why we continue to rack up
and
the
continuing to be Peabody
educational awards all over, because we're not only entertaining, but also very educational.
And inspiring.
And inspiring. I can't tell you the number of young broadcasters we've convinced to not go into this business.
That is an inspiration.
And where were we?
But you will recall about a half an hour ago, I was talking about I was getting some gas this morning.
And you had that mosquito.
I was pumping gas. I was getting petrol at Wally's filling station. And what I thought was the biggest mosquito I'd ever seen in my life that landed on my hand. And somebody texted, and I looked it up, and it's indeed correct. Dean, it was not a mosquito at all. It was a crane fly. They look just like mosquitoes.
A what?
Crane fly. C-R-A-N-E fly. Hmm. They're harmless, and they don't bite.
A crane fly.
It looks just like a giant mosquito.
I've never heard of a crane fly. Have you, Andy?
Never.
Schwani, a crane fly is the common name referring to any member of the insect family Tipudulae.
Isn't it?
And by the way, I'm not reading this off the web. Crane flies are found worldwide. They are diverse in different areas. They are harmless to humans. They love nectar. They love to eat nectar.
They're harmless, and yet you took a slap.
Oh, I smashed them to smithereens. Oh. I'm not proud of myself. But I saw this thing. I saw this thing, you know, land on my arm. It looked like a giant mosquito. I thought, I'm not going to have any blood left if this thing goes to town. It's me or him. So,
bang. That was the end of it.
Not
one less crane fly.
Sorry, I didn't know it was a crane fly. Sorry. Sorry if his family members are listening.
But you, well, on the other hand, you didn't know family members. You didn't know because you said it looked like a mosquito.
It looks exactly like a mosquito. Right. But if you see a giant mosquito, what you think is a giant mosquito, it might be a crane fly. And unless you're wearing some sort of nectar on you, you're probably not going to get harmed by it.
Now, when you were at Wally's, did you try the new strawberry soda?
I got a grape nectar.
A grape nectar.
Was there? Maybe that's what the crane fly.
You got a grape nectar.
Oh, got me a bottle of pop when I was there.
Well, lots of luck to you and yours.
That's right. We win the awards, yet it's the stupidest show on radio at the same time. You could win a 2018 Chevy Silverado. Listen for details when you listen to Steve Cochran weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. If you're a smart speaker, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. News sponsored by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Here is Dave Schwann.
Sunny and 70 at O'Hare. President Trump's attorney says his legal team would go to court to prevent any effort to subpoena the president. Rudy Giuliani appeared on ABC's This Week this morning. One day after it was revealed, Trump's lawyers wrote a secret 20-page letter to special counsel Robert Mueller, arguing that the president cannot be compelled to testify in front of a grand jury. Giuliani says they would contest that if Mueller tried. Four people were shot, one fatally, in a drive-by shooting in the Englewood neighborhood this morning. This happening during a birthday party. It took place in the 1200 block of West 73rd as people were standing outside the house. The three injured are in stable to serious condition. A big joint law enforcement drug bust. More from WGN's Roger Battish.
14 people are facing a total of 71 counts of felony charges in Aurora after a nearly year-long investigation into allegations of drug dealing and firearm sales led to execution of search warrants and several of the suspects being arrested. 13 men and one woman were charged on Friday. Three of those charged are still at large. Roger Battish, WGN News.
NASA is celebrating following the safe return of one of its astronauts from the International Space Center. The multinational crew left the Space Center early Sunday and returned 3.5 hours later, landing in Kazakhstan. Here's ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Three astronauts, including American Scott Tingle, are back on Earth after departing the International Space Station earlier Sunday.
Brings to an end a 168-day in space.
Tingle and his crew members from Russia and Japan spent 5.5 months in orbit and during that time conducted science experiments and performed spacewalk repairs. Their space capsule landing in a grassy field in Kazakhstan. A new crew departs for the ISS later this week. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Illinois residents can vote on their favorite of five designs for a souvenir coin which marks the state's bicentennial. State Treasurer Michael Frerich says the winning design will be minted on one side of the commemorative bicentennial coin. The other side will feature the state seal. People may also pre-order online. The coin selling for $45 each and will be available around August 1st. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Let's start with a little golf. The final round of the Memorial in Ohio is underway. Patrick Cantlay now is 4-under for the round. He is 17-under for the tournament and is your new leader. He has a 2-shot lead over Bryson DeChambeau and Kyle Stanley, each at 15-under par. If you're talking about Tiger Woods, started the day 2-under for the round today, but now has fallen back to 1-under. He is 10-under for the tournament, now 7 shots off the lead. We'll have baseball for you in about 90 minutes right here on WGN. It's the White Sox and the Brewers wrapping up their 3-game series from Guaranteed Rate Field. Series all knotted at a game apiece. Brewers tied it up yesterday with a 5-0 win. Dylan Covey going to the mound here for the White Sox today, facing Brent Suter for the Brewers. Pregame at 12:35. Ed and DJ the call starting at 1:10 here on WGN. Cubs are still chasing the Brewers in the National League Central as play begins today. The deficit is 3 games behind Milwaukee. Cubs finishing out their series against the Mets today at noon. Quick turnaround after their 14-inning marathon last night, won by the Cubs 7-1. NBA Finals back underway today. Klay Thompson expected to play for the Warriors since twisting his ankle in Game 1. Golden State leading the best of 7 series, 1-0. A day off for the Stanley Cup Final. Getting back underway tomorrow in D.C. That'll be game four. The Capitals have a 2-1 lead over the Vegas Golden Knights. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic on the Kennedy. It's a half hour now from O'Hare to downtown, 25 minutes downtown out to O'Hare. The Eisenhower, a 20-minute trip from Wolf into downtown. And also on, let's see, on the Kennedy outbound from the junction to O'Hare, a 13-minute trip. Inbound from the junction to downtown, 16 minutes. We still have police activity in the McCook area. Joliet Road between 55th and 1st Avenue remains closed because of police activity there. Also, police activity continuing on the south side of Chicago, 47th between Prairie Avenue and South Calumet. Continuing to be closed because of police activity. And festivals still going on in and around the city all over the place today. Lincoln Park Greek Fest closing Sheffield between Diversey and Wrightwood Avenue. And the Taste of Mexico, 26th between Sacramento and California, closed until tomorrow morning.
I bet that's fun.
Yeah, Taste of Mexico would be.
I know that Greek festival is fun, where like for a quarter you get three chances to throw a ring into a flaming pile of cheese.
Opa!
You ought to be the guest of honor there at some point.
Like you'd think. I don't know why they avoid hanging out with me.
Yeah, who? I wonder.
Think this show has anything to do with it.
I don't know why I'm shunned by this community.
Could be because you're killing crane flies.
Murdered them.
Murdered them.
Violently murdered them.
But the Taste of Mexico, closing 26th, and the CTA is rerouting number 60 buses. Dean, guess who this traffic report is sponsored
by? I'm going to just take a wild guess. This is right off the top of my head and say Spot Hero.
You're right.
Yes.
And finally, here is a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code SMART. And what does that spell, boys and girls? Smart.
Smart.
For $10 smart off.
Don't forget about smart backwards. I think it's trams.
I see. It I wish trams. I wish right. I'd known about this, because I've used Spot Hero a couple of times now since your very effective advertising has been working on me.
I'm reading the copy as per their
yet
direction.
Apparently, I didn't pay attention that I could have gotten this discount.
$10 discount.
I've used it several times, and I went on. I was so excited about using it and save. There's a significant savings anyway.
$10.
But, well, I mean, just using it, even without this extra discount, it's very inexpensive to park. As you, it finds a spot for you. It finds a parking spot at a very discounted price. But if you have this smart code, you can get even more off.
$10 off.
I wish I had known that.
That's right. Spot Hero, park smarter.
That's right. That's why you should pay attention to what we're saying.
Now, how do you do this?
What do you mean?
When you use the Spot Hero.
I go on my phone. I tell it where I'm going. I put
you
in.
You mean you just tell Sarah what you want to do?
I tell Sarah where what my destination is. I put it in. It brings up a map on my phone of different places that I can park.
Mm-hmm. And then prices on there.
Yeah. And then you pick which one you want to use. You prepay it. And then you show up at the parking lot or whatever, and then you park there. It's that simple.
Amazing.
Yeah. You can go to the diner and have a nice lunch with Juanita and just enjoy yourself.
I tell you, you don't even have to dial the phone.
Nope.
Nope.
What will they think of next?
Nope.
Here's what they'll think of next. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, approved by the team mortgage experts at Team Hochberg. It's TRAFFIX Chicago.
Yep.
And the WGN forecast, short and sweet, partly sunny today, high in the 70s, partly cloudy tonight, low in the 50s inlands, near 60 downtown. Beautiful day tomorrow, sunny and high in the upper 70s. We have 70 at O'Hare and Midway, 69 at Chicago's lakefront. I'm Dave Schwanee in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. hope now that the California primary is finished, now that these primaries are over, that we could now concentrate on having a dialogue or a debate, I hope, between the vice president and perhaps myself on what direction we want to go in the United States. What we're going to do for those who still suffer within the United States from hunger, what we're going to do around the rest of the globe, and whether we're going to continue the policies that have been so unsuccessful in Vietnam of American troops and American Marines carrying the major burden of that conflict. I do not want to, and I think we should move in a different direction. Mayor Yorty has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Chilling audio from
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot and possibly shot in the head.
June 5th, 1968.
Has a hold of a man who apparently...
Senator Robert F. Kennedy giving his victory speech at the then Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, having just won the California primary, cheering fans... supporters in the ballroom there, and then leaving the ballroom through a kitchen at the hotel where Sirhan was alleged to be waiting for him with the gun, shooting him and killing him, falling into the arms of a busboy who happened to have a rosary in his pocket, put the rosary in Senator Kennedy's hand. Senator Kennedy's final words before he died. He died a day later, but his final words: "Is everybody okay?" Chilling. For me personally, I was a big fan of Robert Kennedy, he represented hope during this time when the Vietnam War was going strong, and so many people were coming home in body bags. He represented a new America, and his getting shot after his brother, John F. Kennedy, being assassinated and Martin Luther King being assassinated just a few months beforehand represented the assassination of hope, represented something new in America, this cycle of violence, which sadly is still going on today. A very, very, very sad day. I literally remember, and I guess I'm a little embarrassed to admit this, that I watched the news that night. I watched all of this happening. I sat in my bedroom and I was crying. I could not stop crying. How sad I was that Robert Kennedy was killed and what he represented had been snuffed out in an instant that night.
That was fairly late at night, too.
It was fairly late at night. It was because I was a big RFK fan. I worked on his campaign. I think it was the first time that I ever worked on a campaign. I was a teenager, and just full of hope, full that we can do better in America. So I stayed up late and watched it, and this is that's what I wound up seeing. So sad, and part of this cycle of violence that continues, and it was all captured in a very interesting song that was put together by a New York DJ by the name of Tom Clay, who put together a sound of some very poignant events that had happened in America, along with the song first made popular by Jackie DeShannon, "What the World Needs Now Is Love."
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Rise and shine, boys!
1, 2, 3, 4! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Let's go!
here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now, police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He's freed a lot of people, but it seems so good they die young.
Such a cold day is ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Yordi has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So, my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Director Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun.
His hand is frozen. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb.
All right. That's it, Raper. Get it. Get the gun, Raper. Hold him.
We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today, pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream things that never were and say, why not?
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
What is segregation?
Segregation is?
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Yeah, that is that's more than poignant with the senseless killings, and now the 50th anniversary. This coming Tuesday will be the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Robert Kennedy. And you know, you'd think I think that's what made Robert Kennedy's assassination so sad, that there was actually a sense that things were going to get better in the world. And now, all of these years later, you know, we're listening to these murders. We're listening to the murder of Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King and John Kennedy. And now, all these years later, we're talking about children being killed in schools. That we haven't progressed. Things have not gotten better. You know, in my opinion, you know, things have sadly gotten worse. That's what makes this all the more poignant for me. People texting in similar responses. Here's one says, "I remember this song like it was yesterday and the events." Here's another one saying that, "Thank you for the lovely tribute. I'm in tears because it brings back the hopeless sadness of the time." Here's another one that says that, "Dean, I was 11 when Robert F. Kennedy died. I remember my dad telling us five kids and crying. It was a sad day. And even at 11, felt that sense of loss of all of the hope." Here is another one, maybe summing it up, from the 815 area code. "Where would we be today had he survived and became president?"
Yeah.
How different would America had been if that had been the case?
Yeah.
You said you worked on the campaign for Robert Kennedy. I was 11 also when this happened. And as children, we were old enough to remember John Kennedy's assassination.
Right.
And
sure.
Now 4.5 years later, Robert Kennedy. One other thing about his assassination I'll never forget, though, is 2 months prior to that, making a campaign appearance in Indianapolis, he tells the crowd there about Martin Luther King's assassination,
right,
and ends those comments with saying, "Who is going to be the next,
victim
of a senseless act of violence?"
Yeah.
I get chills every time I think about
it. That's one of the most poignant speeches really ever in political history, of Robert Kennedy in Indianapolis speaking to a predominantly African-American crowd that had gathered to see him, to announce that Martin Luther King had been killed.
Right.
And saying and talking about it. You should listen to the speech. Look it up on YouTube or someplace. But essentially saying, I understand that your reaction will be to want to react to this, meaning the looting that took place after Martin Luther King's assassination. He said, "I too have had someone in my family senselessly taken," referring to his brother, President Kennedy. And
that's right.
Indianapolis, it turned out, was one of the few major cities in America that did not have major violence, looting, and the burning down of the city as other cities did, including Chicago, on the west side of Chicago, and in Watts and in the New York area and other major cities all around the country.
Detroit.
Indianapolis was one of the few that did not, and they credit the speech of Robert Kennedy
for keeping calm
for
there.
Keeping the calm there at that time. Another one here. "Dean, I was 12 years old in 1968. The song has tears streaming down my face. It was all over the radio that summer. And if this isn't the most poignant sentence I've read on this text line ever, have we learned nothing in 50 years? I think that really sums it all up. Well, a lot of people are texting in that they also cried when they heard the news of Robert Kennedy being killed. It's 50 years ago this week, believe it or not. It's so strange when you say that, right? Because it just seems like yesterday. So
half a century.
It's hard to believe. I mean,
half a century.
I can't even believe that it's when you say that it's like 50 years ago, because it doesn't seem that long ago. But apparently, a very common reaction, according to the text line. And thank you all for sharing that. Also, a lot of you saying who was it that put that song together. They'd like to get a copy of it. It's on YouTube. I mean, you can find it online. The man who put it together, his name is Tom Clay, C-L-A-Y, Tom Clay, What the World Needs Now. Let's get a quick update of what's going on. And then the man who played Batman in the Dark Knight movies, Christian Bale. My exclusive one-on-one interview with him follows WGN News. sponsored by Ishnala Supper Club. With the latest, here's Dave Schwann.
And Illinois lawmakers have sent Governor Rauner a plan to fight the state's opioid crisis. It would allow doctors to prescribe medical marijuana instead of more addiction-forming drugs. Doctors could choose to temporarily prescribe cannabis for patients who suffer from conditions traditionally treated with opioids. Some residents have been allowed back home after a fast-growing wildfire prompted evacuations in Orange County, California yesterday. Also, evacuations have continued in New Mexico in the town of Cimarron, New Mexico, northeast of Santa Fe. 2,200 homes were evacuated in that area. People convicted of low-level offenses in Wisconsin are getting a chance to expunge their record. Volunteer attorneys will help people determine if past offenses like minor drug possession or forgery can be removed from public databases. WGN Sports.
Hey, Schwanny, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hey. Break's
hello.
Over, Schwanny.
And after
to
Tom
him.
Told me on, I was on in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
WGN Sports.
You know why? You're distracted by the window here.
That could be it.
Our
that
showcase studio
it.
Window that, you know, so often you just watch the world go by outside.
Yep. What a place to people watch. And you can also hear the world go by.
You know what I like to do is I like to look out the window and try to imagine which of the people have full-length mirrors at home and which ones don't.
Which dress like LeBron James and which don't.
You know, everybody. Hi, everybody. Here's a guy in a winter jacket with his hood on. It's gorgeous
and
outside.
Another one with a down vest on, too.
You see the whole world. I'm going to miss this so much.
We lost track of our jogger that used to go by.
Right. There used
Sunday
to be a guy
morning.
That used to jog by here every Sunday morning.
When we first began this.
Yeah.
Well, it is now 11:39, and I think it's time for
WGN Sports. What's that supposed
it
to mean?
It means that it's time for WGN Sports.
Oh, we better get to Andy Mazur.
And here is Andy Mazur.
Thank you. I'm people watching out here, too. I'm watching the Brewers work out in right field.
Oh.
It looks as though it's going to be another one of those little throwback jersey days today because the White Sox will wear their 1983 White Holmes jerseys like they do every Sunday. They did yesterday because it was 80s day. And the Brewers look like they're dressed up in the powder blue road jerseys again, which are always a big fan favorite. So that'll be coming up here on the south side in just a little bit, the finale of this three-game series. Dylan Covey will take the ball for the White Sox. He'll face Brent Suter for the Brewers. Pregame coming your way at 12:35. Ed and DJ, the call starting at 1:10 here on WGN. The Cubs still in chase mode in the Central Division behind these Brewers. Play begins today. There are three games out in the Central Division. Cubs finishing up their series with the Mets today. A little after noon, a quick turnaround after their big marathon game last night that lasted 14 innings. Cubs win it by the score of 7-1. Final round of the Memorial in Ohio. Patrick Cantlay has taken a two-shot lead. He's at 17 under par for the tournament, 4-under today. Bryson DeChambeau, who's the third-round leader, is now two shots off the pace at 15 under par. Tiger Woods, 2-under for the day, 11-under for the tournament. Dustin Johnson also making a move today, 5-under par for the round. He has also tied Tiger Woods now at 11-under. NBA Finals getting back underway tonight. It'll be Game 2 of that series between the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Warriors have a one-game-to-none lead in the best-of-seven series. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic on the Kennedy. Now a 45-minute ride from O'Hare to downtown, 25 minutes from the junction on in. Outbound on the Kennedy, a half hour out from downtown to O'Hare, 15 minutes from the junction to O'Hare. The Eisenhower, 25 minutes from Wolf Road to downtown. On the Dan Ryan, it's 25 minutes from the Bishop Ford into downtown, 25 minutes also from 95th to downtown. Police activity continuing in McCook. It closes Joliet Road between 55th and 1st Avenue. And also continuing police activity, as has been the case now for about 4 hours, on the south side of Chicago, 47th between Prairie Avenue and Calumet Avenue. Reported problems at the CTA Green Line station there. And festivals ongoing. The run for the zoo is wrapping up, though, at Lincoln Park Zoo, CTA rerouting number 76 and 151 buses. It closes Stockton Drive between LaSalle and Fullerton, and Dew Division Street Festival. That's D-O Division Street Festival. Between Western and Damon Avenue has Division Street closed until 5 tomorrow morning. The CTA rerouting number 70 buses.
I thought you said dude.
I know.
Division.
No, it's dude division. Well, dude, guess who the traffic report is sponsored by? Firestone.
What voice is this that you're doing?
Firestone. You remember the Dell dude?
Dell computers? Oh, the Dell computer commercial, yeah. Dude.
The Dell dude.
Yeah, do that voice again.
Okay, this traffic report sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep cars running newer and longer. Yeah. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Yeah, dude.
And now
you sound like you're on Gilmore Girls.
And now for the awesome WGN Weather Center forecast.
Dawson's Creek starring Dave Schwann.
A sunny day.
90210 with Dave Schwann.
Sunny this afternoon. Highs in the 70s. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows in the mid-50s. Inland 60 downtown. And sunny for tomorrow. Highs in the upper 70s. We have 72 at O'Hare now. 70 at Midway. 69 along Chicago's lakefront. And I am the dude, Dave Schwann, in the WGN newsroom. Wow. This is the stuff that matters. On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You would not be doing this if you were not here in the studio with me.
Probably not.
This has opened up a whole new side of you.
I would be upstairs doing it.
That's you all. May have to be in the studio with me from now on when we move over to the new joint. Hey, talking about being in a building here in downtown Chicago, have you ever been in the former Continental Bank building on South LaSalle Street?
I have.
231 South LaSalle.
A great building.
It's now the Wintrust Bank building, but it was originally the Continental Bank building. I walked into that building. I've never been in there before.
Isn't that gorgeous?
This is where I interviewed Christian Bale this week. I could not believe the majesty. I've never had any reason to go
over there
in that building for some reason. But you walk in, and it looks like any office building at first, and then you go up an escalator to where they used to have teller windows, and you can imagine it.
Right.
You can imagine what it must have looked like in the 1930s as a bank building with, you know, old-fashioned teller windows and so forth. It's a magnificent building there. And thank you to Ed Wehmer, who's the CEO of Wintrust, who hosted a luncheon that day for Christian Bale and the SOS Children's Villages. It's an organization that's a foster care organization working to keep families of kids together so they don't get separated. It's a great cause. So thank you to Ed at Wintrust and Christian Bale, who has this reputation of being so difficult to deal with. I have never had that experience with him ever in the many, many, many times that I've interviewed him. He has always been very polite, very nice, very funny, good sense of humor, and he was very generous to give us the exclusive interview to talk with him when he was here in Chicago this past week about the charity, SOS Children's Village. But, of course, when you've got yourself a Batman standing right next to you, you have to talk about the filming of The Dark Knight. So welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, very good to be here. Lovely to look at all the locations that we blew up back in 2007.
I think about that every time I drive through downtown. It's like he blew up that building, he blew up that building.
Right. It was, you know, I was so impressed every night with the stunt guys that we actually managed to keep these gorgeous buildings gorgeous, you know, because it certainly looked at times like that truck. I'll be looking at that truck going, oh, man, is it going to go sideways? Nope. Every time. They did it perfectly.
It's the very street in front of the...
Good. Yep. Yeah.
This LaSalle Street is where the famous
really,
truck
really
scene.
Memories I have here. Yeah.
And every time I look up at what now is called Willis Tower, then Sears Tower, and I think that Christian stood on the edge of that building.
Yeah, that was definitely an adrenaline rush. Yeah. I was just talking about that, how I took my little girl up there, not obviously to the edge, but just, you know, showing her and then just saying how the trick to standing on the edge of a building with wind gusts like that is you've got to relax your legs, because when you stand firm, you'll go just flying off and meet the cars.
Besides all that, do you have memories of just like living here for a little while?
I do. Yeah, no, I was really going down memory lane, just coming through here of times with my wife and daughter. My son wasn't born at that time, but going around Millennium Park and the morning ritual, going down to the playgrounds if I had time, and Navy Pier with my daughter, and then also very good memories of Heath here and being with him.
One of my best memories of that shoot, couple of them, but our office was right across the street from Lower Wacker Drive, and we would watch Heath skateboarding underneath there in his Joker costume.
Nah, that was a wonderful image, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, some great stuff. So what is your connection with SOS?
I guess it goes back maybe 8 years or something that I just heard about the model and came out to Chicago and met with Tim McCormick, who runs the organization out here, and just was blown away by what a wonderful holistic model it is, that the terrible situation where kids who are already going through very painful separation from their families have very often then separated from their siblings as well, and so they lose everything, all of that structure, so there's pain upon pain, and this was an answer to that, and it's a long-term approach. Takes away the insecurity that so many foster kids have of being moved from one place to another place and feeling completely rootless. And it has just a phenomenal success rate, 100% high school graduation rate. And I just said, I want to be involved in this. I want to try and help out. And we are actively now trying to bring this model to Los Angeles.
Yeah, what is I think is kind of cool. People have an image of who Christian Bale is, and I guess because of some of your roles that are dark, they would never think that you would be involved in anything charitable. But you very quietly that.
Awful reputation.
Well, that's like John Malkovich and those kinds of things. Right. But the fact of the matter is that you quietly are doing things all the time, as best as I can gather, not looking for a lot of publicity, just helping people and being compassionate and caring at times when people are going through the worst times of their lives.
Right. I mean, look, what decent human wouldn't want to do that if you are able to? I might not be the most charismatic or best public speaker, but I can still help in whatever way that I can and I want to, and it makes me feel more fulfilled.
Have you met some of the kids that have been affected by this?
I've been coming out and visiting the villages for a number of years now.
Yeah. So that's got to be part of what motivates you to come to Chicago and do it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there was one, I won't say his name because, that's for him to say that. But, I was going around the city village here and they very nicely let me come in and look around some of the houses, because I was looking at what we would need for building this in Los Angeles. Yeah. That's really been my goal, and looking at that. And I went up into his bedroom. The mother let me go and have a look. The SOS parent let me go and have a look, and it was full of Spider-Man gear. And I was like, "Oh, great! He loves Spider-Man." And that was right when I was in the midst of playing Batman. And then I walk back down, and he comes back in from school, and he kind of drops his bag and looks, and just is going, "What are you doing in my living room?" He's like, "Batman is standing in my living room." I was like, "Hi there," we chatted, and then he sent me pictures later on where he'd changed his entire bedroom from Spider-Man to Batman, because he said, "Well, Spider-Man never came to visit me here at all."
Very true.
And it's great to see these kids coming from a place of disturbance and pain and really finding themselves. Great. And succeeding, within their own goals. SOS lays such a wonderful foundation for that.
Yeah. Talking in our office today that I was going to come and talk to you, the number one thing that people were excited about in our newsroom and said, make sure you ask him about this, surprised me, Newsies.
Oh, really? Well, I suspect that might be women of a certain age.
Women of a certain age. They were women of a certain age.
Yes, yeah. No, it's really garnered an incredible cult following. Yeah. And I do actually come across that quite a lot and very happy for it, you know.
Good memories of it all? Good.
Like a whole mixed bag of memories, but ultimately coming out good, you know. Time has healed any wounds, I was very fond of all the people involved in making that. And fantastic to see what legs it's had, you know. And even it was a musical, I believe, on Broadway, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
With it and everything. Yep. So it's great, you know. It's taken on a life of its own, and I'm very happy to have been at the birth of that.
Yeah, I'm really interested in some of the
because it bombed, you know, when it first came out. Like, it just bombed.
It's catching, so, like, you know. So did It's a Wonderful Life when it first came out,
right?
You know,
did
so,
it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It was a complete bomb when it first came out.
All right,
and it's taken on a whole new life in its
life. Well, hey, we're in good company.
Yeah, really interested in some of your projects that you have coming up. That you are one of the voices in Jungle Book, right?
Yeah. It's a great project that my friend Andy Serkis, we go back like 20 years. He introduced me to this whole motion capture idea, and it's a kind of performance that I've never done before.
Oh,
and
so you did motion capture?
Oh, yeah.
Not just provided a voice.
They put no. It's all motion capture. They wanted to actually incorporate myself and Benedict and Peter Mullen and Kate Blanchett and all the wonderful Naomi Harris. So many great people involved in the project, Eddie Marsden, and so we all actually were there with these camera rigs around our heads, you know, performing and trying to get the animal movements, etc., to it. And it's just a beautiful film, and stays very true to the original intent of Rudyard Kipling.
And from that to the Dick Cheney movie.
Yeah.
Have you started filming that, or are you done?
Oh, we're done. I've been doing is not eating. I've lost like 50 pounds since Christmas because he's a man of appetites.
Yeah. And you are the king of physical transformation.
Yes, I don't know that that's the most wonderful claim to fame.
Yeah, Christian Bale talking to me exclusively when he was here in Chicago this week. Over at the Wintrust Bank Building at 231 South LaSalle Building, about his Dick Cheney movie, which sounds like it's going to be quite something. He gained 50 pounds for that role, so he could look like Dick Cheney. The the Jungle Book movie that he's talking about is actually called Mowgli. It's a live-action version of the Kipling story. And, of course, you know, we've talked with him so many times, both here in Chicago and on other locations, about all of the time that he spent here in Chicago doing the Dark Knight, the Batman movies. David, you saw some of the filming of the Dark Knight movies?
Dean, not quite, but good enough. I saw the real thing. I was working at Nordy's, Michigan Avenue, and I took the subway from the north side to Grand and State, and I would walk over to that big stairwell under Wacker.
Oh, yeah.
And employee's entrance is right there for Nordy's. And I wasn't prepared for this. I'm 70 now, and I was 57 at the time, although I knew they were filming. And I saw the first one or two. Actually, I saw quite a few, but I was living in L.A. when I saw them, and I just moved back to Chicago. And all of a sudden, this guy comes flying by on a skateboard like a bat out of hell and scared the daylights out of me in full dress regalia as the Riddler and the makeup, and it was Heath Ledger.
Yeah, Joker. The Joker,
Yeah. Joker. I mean, I almost made it in my pants.
Yeah. Well, enjoy your lunch, everyone, out there today. No, you know what? It's funny because as I'd mentioned to Christian Bale, from where we are here in Tribune Tower, you know, you can look right into Lower Michigan Avenue, and we used to watch them filming there all the time, and we would always see Heath Ledger full Joker regalia on his skateboarding Lower Wacker Drive, where he was where they were filming down there all the time.
Yeah.
And the other interesting part, you know, sort of claim to fame with the Batman movies, they used to store all of the Bat vehicles, the Batmobile, Gotham City police cars, the Gotham City helicopter, all of that was stored right next door to WGN TV at 2501 West Bradley Place. So we would see the Batmobile drive by every day. We would see, you know, numerous Gotham City police cars driving out of there every day as they were going to use them around the city where they were shooting mostly downtown back then. Brings back some good old memories. David, thank you for the call, my friend.
Thank
I have a great
you,
day.
Dean.
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, and Tom, too. Thanks, Tom. Bye.
Yes, it's an early version of our Food Time Show, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. Yes, it's the award-winning All Things Edible program. Heard every Sunday at this time, and this week sponsored by the Greek Islands Restaurants. Greektown and also out in Lombard, a perfect day. Sit outside and enjoy some of the delightful items at the Greek Islands. Got an early version of the Food Time Show today because the White Sox and Brewers do battle at 1 o'clock today. Andy Mazur, however, with the pregame at 12:35 right here on WGN. So we're going to get all things delicious going here right now with Brad Ball. Brad Ball is with the Ribfest Chicago, which is not this weekend, but Shwani, next weekend, you're going to be telling people about the street closures having to do with Ribfest Chicago going on the north side of Chicago, Lincoln, Irving, Damon area. Brad Ball is with the association. Brad, welcome to WGN. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, thanks very much for having me. Excited to be here.
I lived in that area when the first Rib Fest took place, and it started off, you know, kind of a small event, but oh man, was it great, because you had some great rib restaurants from all over the Chicago area, and you could enjoy, you know, Wells Park, which was, you know, kind of centered in the area, and enjoy music. And how many years ago is that now? Shock me by telling me how many years ago that was.
So Ribfest Chicago started back in 1999 in a bank parking lot. Yeah, so we are celebrating 20 years this year.
Wow, 20 years ago. I can't believe that that's been going on and just getting bigger and better every single year. Tell us what you have planned for the festival, which is next weekend, September 8th, 9th, and 10th, next weekend in Chicago.
Yeah, yep, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. We are next weekend, so we kick off at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon, like you said, at Lincoln, Damon, and Irving Park. We're celebrating 20 years of ribs and rock and roll. So, you know, we like to think of it as the city's largest cookout. This year we are serving up 28 rib and non-rib vendors. We've got a bunch of restaurants from all over the city that are bringing out their barbecue, and a couple other folks that are bringing out some excellent food from the Chicago metro area as well. So we've got 13 vendors that are doing ribs, and then another 15 folks that are bringing additional delicious cuisine to the festival next weekend.
Are you still bringing out barbecue places from around the country? That was one of my favorite things, is that you could not only get, you know, nice little tastes of barbecue from Chicago area favorite places, but also from other famous rib places around the U.S.
So we are, for the most part, centered around around Chicago. So this is really a barbecue and rib event that is focused on Chicago. We have Famous Dave's joining us. They don't have a particularly large presence in Chicago, so we're super excited. This is the first year that they're going to be with us.
Aren't they? They're based out of Minneapolis, I think, right? Famous Dave?
Yeah, I think that's right.
But
yeah,
they have suburban locations, and their ribs are their barbecue is very, very good.
We're super excited that they decided to join this year.
And I see on here as well on your list, Austin, Texas Lightning. That, you know, if you see Lightning at Texas in a barbecue event, you know it's probably going to be pretty good Texas style barbecue, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's right. Austin's Texas Lightning has been a staple of Ribfest Chicago for, man, I've got to say, at least the last 5, maybe 7 or 8 years. And those guys, they really bring the heat. Their food is delicious. And, we're super excited to have Austin's Texas back as well.
Yeah, and you've got Chicago Barbecue Company, Fireside Restaurant and Lounge, which is a longtime staple. When you think, barbecue, of course, you think Mrs. Murphy and Sons Irish Bistro. I've never actually had their barbecue, but I'm sure it's good. Old Crow Smokehouse, Real Urban Barbecue, Wrigley Barbecue, Ribs One Barbecue. Some heavy hitters in the Chicago barbecue community, as well as places like Byron's Hot Dogs and Dos Ricos. And what else do we have? Rancho Mateo. So a nice variety of lots of different kinds of food that will be served out there this year.
Yeah, we're really pleased to, in addition to having, really great ribs and barbecue offerings, just to have, something for everybody. Lots of delicious desserts as well. On the question about Mrs. Murphy and Sons Irish Bistro, they have actually, we have, as part of the festival, there's two contests. For the barbecue, we have our People's Choice, where the folks who come can sample the different ribs, and then they can cast a ballot for our People's Choice. And then on Sunday, we have a celebrity judging competition with, and they get to award the best ribs. And so they kind of poke and sniff and smell and sample the ribs from all across the participating rib vendors, and they do a blind sampling. Barbecue King Smokehouse, who's actually out from Woodstock, about 60 miles northwest of the city, has won the best ribs from the celebrity judge the last 2 years.
Wow.
So they're going to be looking for a three-peat. But Mrs. Murphy and Sons, over the years of Ribfest, has won the People's Choice, I think, 5 or 6 times.
Really?
People really, really love their ribs. It's very classic, kind of Chicago-style, fall-off-the-bone, super sweet sauce. And they're right there in the neighborhood. They're actually just, like, in that next two blocks south of the Ribfest Chicago kind of festival route on Lincoln Avenue. And so they've been great supporters of Ribfest for a long time, and they bring terrific food as well.
Yeah, I've been there many times, and their food is delicious. I've only had Irish, traditional Irish kind of food there. I've never thought to have ribs there, but I guess I should reconsider that the next time I go there, or at least give it a try at Ribfest Chicago, which is June 8th, 9th, and 10th next weekend. I'll give you some more particulars. And Brad, when we come back, I want you to tell me about the music that you've got going on there, because it's quite a lineup of music as well that's coming. We'll talk about that when we come back next on WGN. Our friends at Greek Islands in Chicago and also in Lombard invite you to come out for the warm Mediterranean ambiance of authentic Greek dining. Extra virgin olive oil, seafood, wines, herbs, spices, all imported directly from Greece with delicious and healthy meals. And these nicer temperatures that we've got outside means you can sit outside of the restaurant and enjoy some wine and some cheese and maybe a nice grilled octopus salad or the cold lima beans or a baked Mediterranean-style salmon. 40 entrees from which to choose. You'll find your favorite at the Greek Islands restaurants. It's 1971, Chicago's first choice for great food and reasonable prices. And a great place to meet for a business lunch or a family dinner or before a game or a show. The Greek Islands restaurant have party rooms to accommodate 20 to 120, and now also have catering. In Chicago, it's 200 South Halsted, Halsted and Adams in Chicago, or in Lombard, 300 East 22nd Street. Free parking is available. Greek Islands, America's most popular Greek restaurants.
I'm Steve Cochran from Mary Vandeveld, and Eden's outbound Kennedy to Lake Cook. Who knows? Kennedy outbound to the Eden's 32. If you're trying to get to O'Hare, you're screwed. 355, a hot mess. Eisenhower outbound to Mannheim. Who cares? You should be coming to the city if you're working at this point. Meanwhile, inbound an hour and 10 from 53, which means there's some clown on the inbound Eisenhower taking their sweet time while the rest of the people behind him can't get around him. Get out of the way, Grandma.
This is why Cochran's not allowed anywhere near the traffic report.
Stevenson, Lakeshore Drive to the Tri-State again. Yeah, who cares?
Mary Vandeveld from WGN Traffic Central. Mornings on the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Over the past 3 years, new vehicle leasing has exploded in popularity in the Chicago market, and that's good news for Chicago consumers. Thousands of low-mileage cars and trucks are coming off lease in great condition, and now they're available for purchase at your Chicagoland new car dealers. These vehicles are safety inspected and certified to be sold with manufacturer warranty at the most competitive prices. Click over to drivechicago.com for a comprehensive listing of the best used vehicles in the Chicago market today. That's drivechicago.com.
You've got a lot riding on the dependability of your car or truck. Why waste a sick day because your car won't start? Choose wisely where you get your car serviced. Your Chicagoland new car dealer has factory-trained technicians with specialized tools and top-quality replacement parts to fix your car right the first time. With a listing of 400 franchise dealers, find a service location today at drivechicago.com. Log on to drivechicago.com for all of your service needs.
Go for the double, Chicago. And save big with the WOW Double Play. With WOW, you'll get 100 meg internet and TV for just $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, a free DVR when you switch to WOW now. Check out the WOW Double Play and other great WOW offers for internet, TV, and phone at wowway.com. Or call 866-WOWWAY4 now. Limited time offer for new customers. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
It's 12:23. This is Dean Richards getting ready for White Sox pregame with Andy Mazur in a couple of minutes. Wrapping up our early food time show today to accommodate White Sox baseball coming up at 1, the Sox and the Brewers. Our food time guest today is Brad Ball, who is with Rib Fest Chicago, which is in Chicago June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Brad, give us the exact locations for RibFest so everyone knows exactly where to go.
Absolutely, yeah. It's on Lincoln Avenue at the six-way intersection of Irving Park and Damon. So it's just on the north side of Irving Park along Lincoln Avenue. If you put into your GPS or your Google Maps 4000 North Lincoln Avenue, it'll take you right to the front door.
And will it extend north or south of Irving Park, just so people know, which streets might be affected by this?
Yeah, it does go north, so it goes from Irving Park north to Berteaux Avenue. So we're on four blocks of Lincoln between Berteaux and Irving Park on Lincoln Avenue.
Okay, very good. And you will have stages on the north and the south with some of Chicago's favorite bands performing as well, right?
Yeah, we have music all weekend long. We are super excited for it. We have 25 bands and 25 hours of festivals. Our big headliner for the weekend is indie rock band Rah Rah Riot, and they're just on the heels of releasing their new hit single, Need Your Light. On Saturday night, we have a terrific band from Mississippi called The Weeks, and then also we have a Chicago-based alternative country band, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard, called the Waco Brothers, and those guys are always a blast to hear. They put on a terrific performance, so we're really excited about
it. Yeah, they are great. Rosie Flores and She-Devils and Furious Frank, the amazing Heebie-Jeebies, among others. Is there a website that people wanted to take a look at, exact locations, the restaurants participating, just get more information about it all? What's the best way to do all of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So visiting the event website, which is ribfest-chicago.com. Again, that's ribfest-chicago.com, will give you all the info on all of our food vendors and their menus. It'll tell you about the music and the performances, and then we got links to all those band web pages. And then we also have great information about our Kids Square, which is a whole area of the festival on the east side over on the Bell Plain. There's a big town square area, the North Center Town Square, and that whole area is all free kids and family entertainment. It's inflatables and games. We've got our own stage over there that's presented by Wintrust this year, and that's got its own whole lineup. And for the first time this year, for the 20th annual event, we are opening the Kids Square on Friday night. So at 5 o'clock at launch, traditionally Kids Square had only been on Saturday and Sunday, so people can find out more about all of the great programming we have in Kids Square as well. And if I can make one more plug for a place for people to go, if they find us, RibFest Chicago is on across the social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RibFest Chicago on all of those sites. But if you go find our Facebook page at RibFest Chicago, pinned to the top of our post, we have a Spotify playlist with some of the hit songs that we're excited to hear from the bands that are playing on RibFest this weekend.
Very cool. Yep. RibFest-Chicago.com if you want to get more information. Brad Ball of RibFest Chicago, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Have a great weekend, Brad, and thank you for joining us.
I appreciate it, Dean. Thanks so much for having me.
We'll see you tomorrow morning, 8:10 on Steve Cochran Show on the WGN-TV Morning News, Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. to 10. Let's get caught up with the latest news, and then White Sox baseball follows WGN News.